What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
This is Ray.
I'm always shocked how much, like, Bobby's trying to put the show together. We're trying to go live, and like everything that's being advertised on Steam on our main board, I'm like, ooh, what's that? Let's do that. Let's put that on there. We never get started because I'm a sucker for advertising. And this account sees different things than my account, so I haven't seen a lot of
this
stuff.
Well, this is no account. We're not logged into Steam here.
Okay, well, that's more than... Well, mine only shows me roguelikes, so...
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You can customize those options, but it also tailors to your habits, your browsing habits on Steam.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
I would definitely say the generic no login front page of Steam is well put together.
Yeah. It's like trying to get first-time buyers, like, check out these cool free games and new games.
Yeah, they got all the hits up there, Borderlands, Stardew Valley.
It's like, you know, you give the first one for free, and then they're hooked, and then they start buying, and next thing you know, you're Ray. Sucking dicks on the corner trying to buy your next game.
Oh my God, I want that game.
How many games, what percentage of your library have you not played, do you think?
80.
Probably higher than that. Well, I don't know. I don't know your library. There's a website where you can look that stuff up too.
I did. Obviously, I don't compare to yours, but because mine just started. But mine started 2 years ago.
Oh,
like yeah. Well, I had 30 games when I bought my PC 2 years ago. Wait, now three now, right? I think.
Yeah, three probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Steam wasn't the Steam that we know it till 2013, 2012 is when it just opened the floodgates.
Mm-hmm. Those sales, man, they fuck me up.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, they do.
No, man, I'll have points on Amazon, and then I'll use those Amazon points to get a Steam card, and then I'll go buy a bunch of freaking games, and then I'll just find, and like, I'll make them work, dude. I'm Tetrising, like, this one costs $10, and then this one costs $6, and then, oh shit, $1.99 left, fuck it, I'm getting this one, and I'll make sure I just spend it all on that Steam sale. I don't know. I'm addicted.
All right, before we get started here, thank you to Abe65Jet for the Twitch sub. We got a few new Patreons, too.
Yeah.
Thanks to, go ahead, G.
Yeah, we have The Lotion, we have Amanda, also known as Days, and ScramTX. Thank you so much for the Patreons.
We don't even know if it's really Amanda. Maybe it's like another Amanda.
No, it's her. She told me.
Oh, okay.
She's like, finally I did it or whatever.
Oh,
like,
thanks, oh, Amanda.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. So with Patreon, you do get the t-shirt, and on top of that, some other additional benefits like mm-hmm. participating in our giveaways, Patreon exclusive mm-hmm. giveaways. So thank you.
I'm going to give you guys
support.
And if you're really lucky,
I'm going to give you guys one more week. I got to get rid of that $5 t-shirt shit. If we keep that up, yeah. I'm going to lose my house.
And also everyone, thank you for joining us live on Twitch TV. If you don't know that we stream live on Twitch for every single podcast recording, it's digital_logic with a K. I know across social media platforms, we have a different name virtually for every single one. But you can find all of the links on our website, dlgaming.net.
I think we're digital_logic everywhere, I think.
Yeah, I think we tried to do that on Twitter and what else is
there? And Instagram.
It's different on Instagram.
What else is there?
Live Journal.
Live Journal. Oh, my God. We're almost emo.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yep. All right, let's talk about some games. We got quite a few on the radar, games that have come to our attention recently mm-hmm. that we are thinking about getting. The first one I'm very excited about. I was totally stoked on this game.
It's
called 1980X or 198X. So I'm just going to read this here. This game is not out yet. It's coming out. It says 1980X is an arcade epic, a coming of age story told through multiple games and genres, worlds, and characters. So it's many different types of retro games, but all tied together in this arcing story. That's the main plot line. Let me see if I can get some gameplay and some shots. So you've got like your brawler beat 'em up, looks very Streets of Rage, pixelated. You got your shoot 'em up. You got your racing game. Another brawler beat 'em up. You got your grid-based RPG.
That's
so all
cool.
These games in one game.
That's awesome. That's clever.
It's a lot of work to do too for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing it pixelated, so I'd imagine that saves them some work. The hit or miss on this is going to be the story. Because each one of those games, you could probably find a better version of somewhere. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
yeah, but when you tie it all together into a, if you have a pretty good story and you tie it all together and there's kind of this connection between each of them, I could see that being really cool.
The only thing that reminds me of is Evil Land 2, which is that RPG, mm-hmm. that action RPG where yeah. you...
Evo Land
2. Evo Land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it changes to a different type of game as you progress through.
I totally missed what the fuck was happening. Sorry.
It's all right.
But Evo Land 2.
When you're texting.
I was talking to the people on the podcast.
Yeah, we got a lot of activity here. Thank you, Days, for the Twitch.
Oh, my! It is like Evo Land.
Well, Evo Land 2, like you as you progress the games, the graphics get better.
Yeah.
You're kind of playing your way through gaming history.
Right.
And this is a little different. Kind of stuck in one period.
Yeah, different genres.
But it does look cool, man. I mean, if you're going to pick a period, this is the one to go with. A lot of classic.
I love that art style with the whole Streets of Rage type.
Yeah.
That looks really cool.
Definitely. So yeah, I'm very excited for that. The game is coming out June 20th,
yep.
2019, very soon.
This is the perfect nostalgia package. Instead mm-hmm. of having to find so many different outlets or different not one emulator will have
virtually
every single game, or you know, the classic NES only has a limit to what games you can play, right? So this is nice that it puts all of the different genres all in one.
Yeah.
And it's brand new. So
that's the good part.
It's brand new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Total sidebar here, or unrelated, but did you guys hear that Kung Fury is getting like a full movie? The sequel is going to be like a full movie with
like out in the theaters movie.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And who's on it? They got like two big names on it. I can't remember who, but yeah, just this game reminded me of that.
Oh, very quickly. Again, sidebar to your sidebar.
It's not really a sidebar. I meant to say a side, but okay.
All right. Either way, the Russo brothers, the guys that did the Avengers movie, mm-hmm. which is probably good. You know what they did with the Lord of the Rings? They waited to a third movie, and then they gave it the movie of the year or whatever. I feel like they're going to...
Movie of the year, yes.
Yeah, or whatever it's called.
Movie of the year.
The best picture at the Oscars. Yeah.
Film of the Twilight. I don't know what it's called. Yeah, the best film.
Movie of the year. I mean, they got a diploma.
I
and
feel
a
like they're going to give it to Endgame. I feel like he's going to get it. Anyway, yeah.
Wait,
I
mean, what?
A comic book movie, that's why it was such a big deal with Black Panther being on there, is because a comic book movie has never got that.
Has ever been nominated.
Award. Yeah, it's like
a fantasy movie before Lord of the Rings?
No, I'm sure there has. I mean, probably Silence of the Lambs won in 1999, and some people call that a horror movie. That's never been done before. So, yeah, there's a lot of boundaries to break when it comes to Best Picture. But Best Picture, a lot of movies win Oscars, but Best Picture is very guarded by the Academy. Like, they don't...
Yeah.
They're very careful on who they give that to. They give it to fucking Green Book this year, the safest bet of all of them, you know, so...
Anyway,
for the record,
what I was bringing up was the Russo brothers. Their next project is going to be a Magic: The Gathering live action movie on Netflix. So they went from Avengers big time to like Netflix. They got so much money over there. They bought the Russo brothers. We'll see what happens there.
So instead of like Detective Pikachu, what's the next major Pokemon release? Is it going to be Lifeguard Squirtle?
No, dude. It's going to be Smash Brothers movie, dude. It'd be awesome. They should do the same thing they did with Marvel. And then just like with the Sonic movie coming out.
Firefighter Charizard.
Nintendo is very touchy about movies, though, ever since Super Mario Bros. Like, you don't see a lot of Nintendo movies. We've never had a Legend of Zelda movie. Kirby movie, I'd watch that.
Gosh, a
Kirby movie would be dope.
There's not enough.
With King Dedede? What?
Nobody could carry that weight on their shoulders. A Zelda movie, like a live-action Zelda movie? You'd have to get Tom Cruise and make him back to the age he was in Legend.
Which we can do now.
To play
the de-aging shit is no joke these days.
How about Coming to America as Piccolo? I would watch that.
DBZ. Coming to America? Who's Coming to America?
Hello.
Well,
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
No, I know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just surprised hearing it from you, Chi. I'm like, you know of that movie?
Of course I know that movie. I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is.
Hop on wood foot. Bark like a dog.
Oh, my God. Soul glow. All right. What else we got? Okay, two games I wanted to mention really quick here. So I picked up Clive Barker's Undying this week. I recently watched Hellraiser because I realized my girlfriend has never seen it, so I made her watch it. Didn't go well. But I also remember that Clive Barker wrote video games. And the popular one was Jericho. Everyone remembers Jericho. You cannot find Jericho anymore. It was on Steam. They took it off, I think, around 2014 or so. And now you cannot find this game legally or illegally anywhere, at least to my knowledge. So if anybody knows where I can get a copy of Clive Barker's Jericho, let me know. But I did pick up Undying. GOG has a sale going on right now, and it's just, I'm always amazed at how well you can run these games. Like, I just downloaded this game and it ran, just didn't have to do anything.
GOG isn't known for that, right?
Yeah, they're the best at it. And this game came out in 2001. I started playing it a little bit, but I'm not going to talk about it too much. Maybe next week, depends on what homework I get today. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Shit.
Bobby, what's the Venn diagram work? What's it like over at between you and your girl? So your circle would be what, like creepy horror shit?
Like everything. I'm like, I'd watch just about everything. Well, not everything. Like, she went and saw Endgame without me, and I was totally okay with that. I'm like, yep, you go do that.
Yeah, don't see the best shit out there. Of course you shouldn't.
Well, I mean, that's for people who have been following the series pretty closely, and I kind of like drop in every now and then.
The whole thing was fan service.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not going to sit through 3 hours of fan service when I'm not that big of a fan. But yeah, no, we have a lot in common, a lot of tastes in common.
That's good.
But
have you showed her those weird, really weird stuff that you bring up sometimes? Where you're like, oh, you haven't seen that?
No, I watch those on my own.
Okay. In a dark room.
Naked.
Nah. But also, Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3 is on GOG right now. I wanted to pick that up, but I'm like, I'm not going to play it, so I'm not going to buy it.
There you go.
That game was important to me because when my computer, like when I was very young in the 90s, and we had to take our computer to get repaired at like Micro City or some, whatever the local place was, the guy hooked it up and he put Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 2 on the computer, showed me how to load it. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool. I didn't know you could play that game on a computer. But I always remember that, you know, just some random dude working out at a computer shop hooked it up like that. Cool.
I feel like every week that we don't buy a game that we aren't going to play, we should get like a coin, kind of like
AA,
yeah,
reward system.
Yeah. I got 3 coins. I went 3 weeks with buying shit,
or like a swear jar.
You're really good at that, Chi. You don't buy games and then not play them.
Yeah, it's very rare that I buy a game and let it sit on the shelf. I don't let anything.
And then
anything.
If you do, you buy it just to play it.
Mm-hmm.
I would lie to get coins. Yeah.
Well, growing up too, I would say probably until my mid-20s, I never really had a necessity of buying my own games, because when I was much younger, it was my big brother and my parents buying the video games.
His computer.
And then in high school, one of my first jobs was at GameStop, and we got to rent games for free. So anything that I bought was anything off of Steam and or subscription required, at like...
Wow.
World of Warcraft.
Never had that luxury. I don't know what magazine it was, but I used to get this magazine that just had, it was like a catalog of all these games that you could buy and like order, like by mail, because this is kind of like pre-internet. But I used to go through and just circle all the ones I wanted, all the Nintendo games I wanted. Like, oh, that sounds cool. Check, you know. But
what? I don't remember that. Like EB Games, maybe?
I don't even know what it was.
Probably EB Games.
Yeah, it was probably something like that. Yeah,
it was a Sears catalog, wasn't it?
It was EB Toys, wasn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, there was EB Games. Yeah. There was EB Games.
Babbage's. That was a brick and mortar store. Yeah. But Ray, at least you weren't around when you could buy games from Russians, and it was really cheap for them, and nothing was region locked on Steam. So they had this whole black market set up, and you could, like, people would have their list. Like, I can get you this game for $3, that one for $2, this one for $5, and you just like hit this dude up and like, here's my email, I want this and this, there's the PayPal money, and they just like send you the games. Oh dude, I bought so many games like
wow
that. Steam shut that down though, but that was probably around 2016.
Well, I've noticed like whenever you're like on cdkeys.com or what are the other ones, Penguin or whatever, you're buying them from like
gray market.
Yeah
They're a little shady. And I couldn't even find Jericho on there. They did have it on G2A, but it was like $35.
Yeah, like for one game I bought, when I bought Prey, which I never played, I got an email with a piece of paper and the number written on it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, I was so scared, but
Doom
3
on eBay like that, like from some dude in Taiwan or something. Oh, like sent me a picture. Yeah. All right. So now some games that some of our listeners have recommended. Eden Rising, Discreet Creep, has recommended this game. Let me pull it up here.
Oh, I saw that on my Steam
page. Pretty. We were looking at Pastels, Alien World. What else we got here?
So brace yourself for a brand new action-packed open world. Explore a huge world to gather materials, gear, and gear and defenses. Use everything at your disposal. So tower defense, adventure, open world are the tags.
And it's completely free to play.
It looks like that Absolver type characters, that fighting game.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm getting is you maybe during the day you go out and survival craft, and then at night you or whatever, and then you build a base with it, and then you do the tower defense.
Ooh. More or less the formula behind Minecraft and Fortnite.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. More open world though, right? Oh, and then there's giant monsters. I don't know. It looks like they're trying new things here.
Well, we're
it's free to play.
We're looking at a trailer. Like, can we see actual gameplay videos on this?
Let's see. They've got one other video here.
No.
Looks more. Well, there's some gameplay.
Third person. Yeah, open world. A lot of colorful.
What's that noise?
I don't know.
It was. I had the volume turned down very low. I was playing that.
Hard to say. Looks like they're going for some new things here.
Yeah, I don't know. Reviews are mixed.
Mixed reviews.
Came out May 17th, so it's been out for a few weeks now.
I might check it out just to check it out.
Not too many people playing here.
99 today.
It is gorgeous for an open world game.
Average playtime.
And free to play.
Yeah. It's not grabbing me. There's not anything there that I feel like is.
Mm-mm. Yeah, well, really it's not 25 years old, so that's its first problem.
That's true. let's see. Next up, Void Bastards is finally out, and a lot of people have been recommending this.
Yeah, Ray sent me, so it has mixed reviews. Don't know what that is. It almost looks like a review bomb. I got a coupon for 25% off, so I'll be picking it up this week. And when you guys ask me what I'm going to be playing next week at the end of this episode, I'll be saying this.
Yeah, this is the game we couldn't think of a week or two ago.
Yeah.
The game
yeah.
that we all loved, said looked perfect, had everything we wanted.
Yep. And it's funny because when I was reading the description, it said, you know, by the makers of System 1 and 2, System Shock 1 and 2, mm-hmm. I never played those games. So, but to me, it looks like a roguelike with like FTL, but it's in first person. So,
yeah, there's a lot going on.
The movement definitely feels like System Shock from what I can tell when you're maneuvering through.
Was there any roguelike stuff in?
No.
No, there wasn't anything.
It was an RPG.
Yeah.
It was just moving through spaceship corridors.
It was a straight up RPG.
Yes.
Leveling up, putting stuff in your chip.
So, don't believe the hype. Wait for my review.
Was that a space monkey?
I don't know.
Most likely. It's a crazy.
If you have an Xbox and the Xbox Game Pass, it's on there. So you guys can play it there on your Xbox in case you have that. Thanks. Not on the Xbox Game Pass for PC. Which
is that out?
No. Well, it's out. It's always been out, but not the one they've been talking about.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so confused.
Have we talked about the System Shock remake at all? I know
it hasn't come up in a while. We did initially.
I heard about it.
There hasn't been any updates since.
Yeah, it's something that we bring up from time to time.
I wouldn't replay it.
I have never played the original System Shock. I realize I only played System Shock 2. So if it's a remake, I would definitely dive into that. If it's a classic title and they're remaking it for this generation, it's like not playing the first story.
Which one was supposed to be the good one?
It'd be like a next generation of a BioShock.
I think they were both really well liked, but System Shock 2 was
the popular one.
That was the one that I played.
That's the one I got into.
Never beat it, but
that's the one I bought at Marshall's. When I was a kid, my mom.
Marshall's
down here, just like down the street.
Like TJ Maxx.
Yeah, my mom was like,
they sold I didn't video know they games? Sold
no,
video games.
But you know how they just grab everything and throw it in like bins or whatever. Shit. I was like, there was a box in there, and I was
for
like,
PC.
Yeah, for PC.
Dang,
wow.
Yeah, it was one of my first little PC games.
System Shock 2 and a shirt missing a button.
Yeah. Yep. And then some like Versace jeans or something randomly in the corner. Some Gucci's. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Crazy. All right. What else we got here? I don't know how to pronounce this. Jens recommends this game. Draugen.
Is it a real game or Jen's just fucking with us again?
You never know. You never know. You never know. At least we know Shadow Master's trying. Jen's might be trying to fuck us. So,
well, the game is it's spelled Draugen. So Draugen, I'm going to go with.
Draugen does sound about right.
Yeah. A single-player first-person fjord noir mystery set in 1920s Norway. Explore a picturesque coastal community in your search for your missing sister. So,
adventure indie, yourself, Jen.
Story rich, atmospheric. I don't know. This could be good.
You know what this looks reminds me of is not Eden Finch. The one where you showed up, it's first person. Just like this.
Alan Wake?
Alan Wake?
No.
No.
Alan
no.
Wake was different, though.
Yeah. No. Was, what's the one where you show horror. Up and it's there's a little bit of magic in it? It's first person.
Wanking Simulator.
Maybe it is Alan Wake.
Alan Wake, you're
not,
alone.
Not Edith Finch.
Yeah.
Not Gone Home. See, Alan Wake
Gone
was like...
Gone Home was so bad, man.
I mean, it's 2 hours, dude. What do you want? So, $20 for this game. Came out May 29th. Reviews are
graphics are good for a $20 game.
Yeah. Let's see what people are saying down here in the comments.
It looks beautiful. Seems like there's a lot of personality, character development.
Linear story, 3-hour game.
That's it? Only 3 hours?
Yeah.
No wonder.
That's why they're getting $20.
I feel like all these games start out at $20, though, and then eventually they go on sale. Even Gone Home was $20.
Mm. Oh, Made in Norway. I think that's where Jen's from.
You think the ending of this one is just like Gone Home, where the missing sister just turns out to be a lesbian and ran off with her lover?
Lesbian vampire.
Oh, shit. Spoiler alert. I'm
so
sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ray, did you play through it?
Yeah, dude. I put it on the PlayStation.
Free. What did you think was going on?
Lesbian. I read the notes. I thought all the gay
stuff. The secret love letters?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I was disappointed that it was a love story and not an actual scary game.
I thought it was going to be a scary game at
but
first.
But it wasn't a shitty game. But I know you said you didn't like the game, but the game was not bad.
Because I was waiting I was waiting to get scared the whole time.
Well, I was scared. I was scared the whole time.
I wasn't.
I mean,
no. I kind of like it because
once you start reading the lesbian love story, like the notes, you're like, oh, I'm not scared anymore.
Did you guys notice in that game the magic eye poster actually worked? Did you guys try and do that?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't
what
try
do you
that.
See?
One of them, I think, is a heart, and I can't remember what the other one is.
I can't do those in real life. So,
oh, really?
I've tried really hard. I can start to see the outline, but it's very hard for me. Mm.
Okay, what Draugen. Next? What next? Repo Man. Not familiar with this game.
Christian used to do that. Did you know that?
He was?
Yeah.
I thought he was the one that was getting repoed.
I could totally
one time.
See Christian with a giant sledgehammer like slung over his shoulder.
I'm here for your car.
Repo Man. So it's something
it's for a car. It's not, yeah. When I think
repo
man,
is when
I
they go
someone...
steal your car back for the bank.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I thought Repo Man for some... I honestly don't know my
what
terms.
You thought it was Repo Man or something?
No. I thought it was somebody that like... You know those
some dude walking to your house.
HGTV,
I know when I go
raping, like,
I take
you know
my sledgehammer.
Like a house flipper, like somebody that just like destroys something. A house flipper.
Oh, yeah. That's a demo man.
Demo man. Demo sorry. Man. Okay, that's my mistake.
That's a demolition man.
Okay, yeah. So that's what I thought was. Okay, Repo Man's different.
Yep.
All right, become a debt collector. Each job is different. Start from your homes on the outskirts where you learn the dangerous profession and then take on the serious orders.
No, I don't know. It was someone posted Wanking Simulator.
Yeah, Bobby, why didn't you put Wanking Simulator?
Because I don't think we can show it on Twitch.
But we're above that. I don't know. Fine. Let's see. What is Wanking Simulator?
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what you think.
Put on the music.
Man.
Put on the music. Put on some sound. Just a little bit. Oh.
Okay.
No, it's because when you start off, they're praying, and then he just starts wanking.
Oh, my gosh.
So, it's a first-person game where I guess...
chaos and...
Yeah, wanking gives you some sort of pushing ability, and you just kind of, like, katamari come on them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Go around the town.
You just run around town.
Actually,
wanking.
I didn't see any come, but you're pushing everything around.
Yeah, so someone posted this on Discord.
Of course they did. Bobby.
And I watched the video, and then on the bottom they had Repo Man.
Bobby
like, okay.
really said that we're above this. What the fuck?
I'd like to think.
I would totally.
Well, I would only play Wanking Simulator if it were multiplayer.
I'll wank you if you wank me.
I'm joking.
Oh, I thought we were going to go home and play Wanking Simulator.
Ooh.
That's horrible.
All right, next up, Living Dark.
No acknowledgement. Just move on.
Well, I wait just in case like somebody had some commentary on this, but I'll take the reins here. So who posted this? Oh, this was by Warconius. Explore dense, diverse, open environments in a myriad of play styles. Forge critical bonds, then confront demanding choices against the darkness of the city. Your decisions make all the difference. Neo-noir awesome. Adventure. So action adventure, RPG, sexual content. Mm.
No, just from looking at the trailers, it's beautiful. It's stunning. It's meant to be, neo-noir, so it's got a dark side to it. If it's anything like a consequential decision-making, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what this is.
What's with all the neo-noir lately? I feel like this is...
What was the other one that we just read?
I mean, that is our future.
Dragar was...
Draugen.
Yeah, but they ain't called it.
And then last week... We had one, and then the week before that, we had the one with the animals. It's just like everything's neo noir.
Neo noir is coming.
Hmm.
So,
yep. Anyways,
so just a side.
It looks like you're going around talking to people, trying to figure out some sort of mystery. If I were to guess,
that looks really cool.
Yeah, but not a lot of action. I haven't seen one shotgun shooting one head yet, so I'm...
Well, no, it's action adventure.
No, I mean in any of these games.
Yeah.
A lot of adventure, not a lot of action. Well, there you go. There's a gun and some Mohawks.
All right, we're getting somewhere.
Robot.
Ooh, they're torturing a robot with no head.
Oh, man, poor robot.
I can't even say ouch.
Damn.
All right, yeah, I don't know. Jury's out on that one. We'll see. Blade Runner, that's a good...
Neo-noir. Right?
Well, it's an RPG, so it's action really more or less as important when it comes to...
For me, it is.
For you, it is? I'm more intrigued by the storytelling element of it, because when you think about it, you loved Life is Strange. There was barely any fucking action in that game. There was more like gossip and high school drama than anything else, and you're like, oh my god, I love this.
That's definitely the exception.
You gotta make it through the first episode.
Like when it...
the first episode sucks. Yeah, well, it sets everything up.
Yeah.
So that's at least looking at this game, that's what I would anticipate. I would anticipate, okay, how can they draw out the story and in a unique way than maybe stress the action side of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And next we have Refoil. This was posted by Shadow. This game is not out yet. This comes out, they just say 2019, no price listed. This is a action indie adventure roguelite. Refoil is an intergalactic alternate reality TV Metroidvania. Every run sets you for exploration in a new uncharted alien world.
Hmm.
It's crazy how they just consider like Metroidvania. That's just a genre now, I guess.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Metroidvania.
I'm the only thing this is reminding me of is Guacamelee.
Someone says Dead Cells. I could see
Guacamelee Dead Cells.
Yeah.
Kind of like
a minimalist approach with their art. Like your guy hardly has any, but it looks cool. I like the way it looks. I don't know.
Refoil.
I have no idea if this is going to be good or not, but it looks all right.
I don't know.
Starting off at a good.
Not my game.
No, definitely not your game.
Me neither.
No. Your game.
Yeah, my game.
Your game.
Looks all right, but I have my hands full.
I was looking at my,
you know, before every episode, I always look at what are my past few games that I've played. Out of the last four games that I played, three of them were hardcore roguelikes, and I was like, oh, I have a problem.
Yeah.
I'm not even that good with them.
It's funny because I've barely played any games this past week, and Guacamelee still shows up in my most recently played.
That's good.
And I'm actually kind of ashamed that it's there.
No, it's a good game.
I know it's a good game, but it's not me. I know that it wasn't my original choice to... You know, load up that game and play it.
I feel like your Steam page is misrepresenting it.
Yes, exactly. So,
congratulations
play over
Flying Hawaiian. He beat fucking Enter the Gungeon. That is a goddamn accomplishment.
Really?
I have never heard of anybody beating that game. Yeah.
Well, just type it into Google, you'll find it.
Unknown people. Hackers.
Nabi the hacker.
Do you want to bring that up in case it happens to somebody else? Like,
yes.
Or is he cheating?
No, he's not.
Why are we?
Didn't
like
we go through the
this?
Same thing with Tom? Tom had one of our previous listeners had an issue where he got a VAC ban and it wasn't justified. But there's no way you can reverse that. They never take those back.
They won't. He's gonna have to create a new account if he wants that removed from his Steam. But one of our listeners. Well, not really, right? Just a homie.
Well, he donates more than anybody. I mean, to live shows.
Yeah, he only listens to the live shows and watches the live shows. And we were playing the division. He just bought the division, got to level 15. The next day he gets an email from Ubisoft saying that they had some suspicious activity on his account. Next day he tries to go on, he's banned. He's like, what the fuck? Then 2 days later, he tries playing. We're all on. We're about to play Apex Legends. He goes on, banned. And he's like, what the fuck? Last night, he picked up Battalion 1944 to play with us. He tried to get into one game, wouldn't let him. Second game, he tries to get in. He got back banned.
That really fucking sucks. I'd scrap my entire PC and make a new one.
Then that's we were like, yo, dude, you've got something on your computer. So you were either cheating once in your lifetime and you still have that cheat there, but I don't see him cheating anything. I played Counter-Strike with him.
Those are the ones you least suspect.
Yeah,
right?
But he would at least be good at CS:GO, right? He's not bad, but he's not.
It's that cheating. One bad decision to haunt you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but that sucks. So like, we know, we told him, dude, you have to format everything. Mm. There's no, like, just lose everything, even your.
It's like his porn. PC caught an STD.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it's spreading across the entire game library.
It's going from each launcher to launcher.
Yeah.
Wow.
It really sucks.
Destroying his gaming life.
Dude, that sucks. And he had just bought, like, he bought Battalion, and he was like, oh, dude, he was super excited to play it. And then he gets
not only that,
instantly.
It's also a take on integrity too, because you, like you said, you have to wear that scarlet letter of your VAC ban.
Yeah.
And I, when I found out that he got a VAC ban, I went,
it's because it sucks.
And it was like, oh my God, like I would never want that to happen to me or anyone that I love. You know, it's like, it's a serious offense.
it's like the scarlet letter. Mm-hmm. You have it on there on your Steam profile for the rest of your life. You know?
And it's embarrassing.
It's like you VAC ban. Like if he ever wanted to go pro, never will ever again.
You know, I've cheated more times in real life than I have in game.
That's not good either way.
Actually, it's an equal ratio. It's 1-to-1. And it wasn't even my cheats. Like I was using my brother's, I think Counter-Strike 1.5, my brother had hacks and I tried it out. God. I tried it out just to see what it was.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Don't talk about that cheat.
What?
Don't bring it up.
No, I did it. I did wall hacks. And that was it for one random casual match, because competitive mm-hmm. didn't really exist back then. And I was like, oh my God, I suck more with wall hacks because I'm trying not to be obviously cheating. And it's so hard to see around all these hitboxes.
It's in the name.
It's okay. I also cheated on an ex-boyfriend once. Like I said, 1-1. That's my...
she had to let it go. Cheater.
That was 10 years ago. I'm a new woman now.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No.
Chad
would be freaking out right now.
No, I was.
You have no clue how I'm like holding this inside. 14. Like I want to go off and cheat, but I love her so much, so I can't. But you suck.
Chad probably would cheat off my homework. Yeah. So Chad, I don't know about
Chad
him.
Chad would take it as a personal offense. His line was, "You're stealing my happiness." Yeah. And that's what he would say to you, right?
And
now.
With Counter-Strike, the most cheated game I think in the history of games that you would ever cheat in.
Yeah,
you're putting. Don't you understand? You're putting your happiness above mine.
You know what's kind of crazy and how much I miss Chad, but it's so cool that the Chad meme mm-hmm. is a thing. And when I knew Chad, that I didn't know that was a meme, like Chad Gamers Rise Up.
Yeah.
And then now that we're like, it's
funny because Chad is
on the show.
Chad.
Yeah, I think he's a Chad a little bit, not in game, but he's not got the Chad biceps. Like put a pink t-shirt on, pink tank top on him, and he's a total Chad. Yeah, and I bet he does have a pair of like green tights.
If we can go one episode without talking about Chad's biceps, that'd be fantastic.
Bobby's biceps—they're growing now.
You tried
they're
to
about to get
Bobby.
On Chad level.
He's got the pecs over there. Apex legend.
Apex legend.
All right, so this is big news. Fable 4 leaks.
Yeah. I'm so excited for this.
This was supposed to be announced, or probably will still be announced at E3, mm-hmm. but is this on Reddit? Somebody posted some leaks here.
So what's interesting about that is that it's going to be a Microsoft exclusive, but now the Microsoft exclusives are going to mm-hmm. come to Steam. we're going to have our first Fable game on Steam?
Fable
3 is on Steam.
Yeah, I played Fable 3 on Steam.
But I mean, like, it's the first time it's going to come out.
It'd
like,
be released on Steam,
Yeah. Sweet.
So, yeah, I mean, Fable 3, I got really into that game for like a week.
Just, all the Fables.
Just played nothing mm-hmm. but it. And that was the first time I had ever touched a Fable game. Who's the guy that makes that? He's a famous guy.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I forget. You know,
it's not Molyneux, was it?
It wasn't Blow, was it?
No.
Blow.
Jonathan Blow. Definitely not. Fable. Oh,
don't discard my ideas,
you
Bobby.
Know why
he's
I got
made
into
two
Fable?
Games.
Maybe he got to start there. Yeah.
I got into Fable because of Lionhead Studios from playing Black and White.
Gotcha.
When mm-hmm. Fable first came out, I was like, what? I was like, this is from Lionhead Studios. I have to try this out because I love Black and White so much. So I played Fable from the original Fable, and Fable is the rare titles, one of the very rare titles that I'll actually play through and through. So I've beaten every single Fable game that has been released. Wow. At least the main ones, Fable 2, and
it's Fable a game 3? That like you, I got addicted to it. Like I couldn't put it down. When I say I played it for a week, like I did nothing else that week. Like mm-hmm. I went to work and I came home and played
did
Fable
until
I got it out of. Oh yeah.
So this and before the podcast started?
This was 2011, I think, when it first appeared on Steam.
Because I don't remember you talking about it on podcast.
No, this is before the podcast. Dang. But it was Peter Molyneux, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Fable 3 and that whole good and evil thing where you choose which side you're gonna be on, the relationships, like everything you could do in that game. Just fantastic.
Control Pair says it's salmon, not pink, okay?
Oh the shirt. Yeah. But, my shirt's salmon actually, so yeah.
Yeah. So wait, when is E3?
Next week.
Yeah.
Is it next week? June 10th? Okay, yeah.
So Sunday, I know it's the Bethesda one at 5:30.
When you hear him say that.
Shut up. I knew you were going to say it.
When you hear that sound.
Say it.
When you hear that sound that he makes, he means Bethesda.
Bethesda.
I cannot wait for the Fables, the next launch of a Fable game. I've been waiting on it. One complaint I always have about Fable games is that they're too damn short. Like, I'm not done with them by the time I finish them. And I like that they implemented multiplayer fairly well, but I want a bigger and badder Fable than any of the Fables I've played before.
So, it's a lot of, like, what makes Fable, a Fable game?
Fable makes Fable because it's very... For me, I enjoy all the little lighthearted humor, like pieces that are elements mm-hmm. to it. There's a lot of customization in terms of like, and also like choices, like the, like you said, good and evil. It's like Paragon choices. Mm. So, and that actually affects like how the game plays out and the story plays out. The action is a lot of fun. The questing is fun.
So the closest thing
building
would
up
be
your
like,
character. It's an authentically amazing RPG.
When you
like a Legend of the Zelda.
More in depth.
When you try to describe the game or compare it to other ones, it's difficult because it definitely has its own tone. Like it's a certain kind of the tone I almost compare to King's Quest, the new game. Like it's got this kind of fairy tale vibe, fantasy vibe, but also very fun and kind of like giddy almost. Mm-hmm. But there's just so much you can do in that game, so much freedom, and especially
freedom.
At a time when games didn't have that. Like you can do anything. You can have orgies with like chickens and 50 people.
Chicken
like
you can
literally do that. There's YouTube videos,
and it's so funny because for me it's almost like Elder Scrolls, but not as serious and not as open world, but it's funny because like there's so much more character to each character. I feel like Elder Scrolls, I feel like a lot of the personalities are a little bit muted, whereas in Fable, like it's over the top in terms of like fantasy and freedom of choices.
Yeah,
and that's what I love.
You play it too, right?
No, I watched my brother play it.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. And there's romance in the game. There's loads of action. There's all of this stuff. It's so funny. My brother, in Fable, like the romance options, one of my first bi or homosexual experiences in game was with Fable 1. And in Fable 1, you can only be a male Fable. And then I actually hooked up with another dude because you have these like audio sex scenes. Mm-hmm. Like you'll go into the bed with your partner and they'll make these noises. Mm. And I was like, I wonder if I could get a dude in bed. And I did. And it was so hilarious because my brother walked in when I was like, having like gay sex with the dude. And he like freaked out at me. I'm like, what? I'm a girl. Like, what's wrong? I don't know. It was hilarious.
That's early on for them to be able to let you do that. That was before the whole.
I'm just stressing like your freedom of choice in this game.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of the very earliest
in that game too?
LGBT things.
You're a cheater there
you could
too?
Totally cheat in Fable. Absolutely.
You said you were done with Fable, but Wakoni says Fable was done with you, cheater.
Oh, jeez.
That's it. Chi the cheater. It's going to be hard to work with.
Hey, my Steam account is Fable. Pure. So Fable this is 4. Before Steam. I hacked before Steam. So
that's a long time ago. Mm. You're a different person.
You don't ever talk about that, Chi.
Okay. We got two more here. Death Garden Blood Harvest.
No, we already did that.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Death Garden, when?
Oh, is that before the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you dream about this, Emilio?
Did you dream about it? Premonition?
We talked about it, but so it was before the show.
This is
from the creators of Dead by Daylight. This is a, looks like a 4v1 game, multiplayer, co-op, early access, currently early access. It's only $10 right now.
It's a lot like, I mean, it looks a lot like Death by Daylight, but it's sci-fi, probably not a horror thing. It's more action-based, it looks like. Yeah, you got sniper rifles, you got all kinds of different things.
No, there's five, see?
Oh, yeah, there is five
runners.
Told
you I was right.
There's five runners, so it's 5v1. And the hunter, I don't know, I guess he's like the predator or whatever. That's a good way to put it, right? Maybe like the predator versus Arnold Schwarzenegger or whatever.
And actually, like at the end of the trailer, you see the T-1000. Like, is it T-1000? Wow. No, because T-1000 would be the cop, right? Mm-hmm. So the T-1 something.
100.
The T-100?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, that's the T-100, I'm pretty sure.
But I guess that's like an extra character. But yeah, no, it actually looks pretty cool.
Wow, two Schwarzenegger references in one game. Mm, not bad.
Yeah.
This is the one game that I have yet to play, I feel like.
And yeah, it would have been a good one.
I think it might be more or less.
You never played Dead?
Dead by Daylight? I don't think I did.
Oh, wow. Or Evolve? You never played that?
I played Evolved, regrettably. And Dead by Daylight, I don't remember if I played it or not, but if I did, it wasn't more than one night.
Wasn't Dead by Daylight before Evolve?
No.
Really? Because Evolve's like, shit. I never played it. It looked like crap.
About Evolve too.
It looked like crap.
All right, let's move on. This looks good, though. This looks fun. And for $10, I think it's worth.
Yeah, for $10, I think it's really.
And we could do a whole game night where we're like a listener can hunt us down.
Ooh, that'd be dope. And if
that'd be rad.
And then if you beat us, you'll get
how
banned.
How do I keep killing everybody but Chi?
Careful,
I'm
guys.
Not running, a cheater,
running
guys.
Through walls.
He's running through walls. Clicking, responding everywhere.
Okay. Last thing we got on here. There has recently been a video showing some new Death Stranding content. So this is
actual gameplay.
Actual gameplay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actual gameplay. I guess the reason we're really bringing this up is because there's sort of also like a rumor that it might come out for PC. It might be like an exclusive thing for the PS4. And then it'll, once it stops selling, they'll put it on the PC.
I feel like Kojima
does
pretty
that.
PC friendly.
Well, he has the Metal Gears on there.
He hung out with the Valve people last week or last month.
But didn't he it took him a while to come out with Metal Gear Solid on the PC, right? Or I'm not sure. I'm actually not sure.
So this is one of these weird games where trailers where I started playing the trailer and Sam walked in and she just sat down and watched the whole 8 minutes with me. Mm-hmm. And she's like, this is like a movie. Like, that's what we're watching, right? And I was like, no, this is a game. And I was like, but the acting. So, you know, a lot of times when they're doing CGI, they do the acting with the, they put the bubbles on everybody and they do the action thing. But I feel like they did it for their faces on this because the acting in the face is so intense and so correct. It really it almost looks like they probably videoed them, their faces, and then put that into the game.
They mocap all that stuff. Yeah. I haven't seen those pictures. They got like 1,000 dots on their face.
On the face? No, I haven't seen not that in depth.
Yeah, look at any. So that's definitely what they're doing there. Circus. Mm-hmm.
So what's happening? From what I remember, Hideo and oh my god, what's his name? The Guillermo del Toro.
Uh-huh.
They were working. They were going to work with Konami, and they were going to release Silent Hills, which is supposed to be Silent Hill 5.
Sure.
And they released a thing called PT, which was playable teaser. It was a game that just randomly came out, I think, during either E3 or forgot which, like, you know, gaming.
It was a teaser that came out, not a game, right?
The teaser was so good, man. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, like, I've heard.
It was super fucking... It was honestly the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life, I've ever played in my life, until, you know, now there's a million clones of PT. Mm-hmm. You can even, like, there's even a PC clone, like a straight-up port almost. Some guy just recreated PT perfectly on the PC. And then Hideo had his whole thing where, like... Everything went to shit with Konami. He barely even finished Metal Gear Solid 5, where like he had to rush it and end it, and that's why the ending isn't the greatest from what I've heard. I haven't passed it. But he was like, "Yo, you know what? I got this. You want to work on this?" The guy read it. Guillermo's already. He's like, "Holy shit, I'm down."
So he's on this project as well.
Yeah, yeah. He's actually one of the characters in the game too.
This shit's cool. Incredible. Incredible to like just watch this 8.5 minute thing. It's going to dry you in, and it's so fucking weird that you're compelled to watch more. Like, what is going
on
here?
Well, and again, like every other Death Stranding, teaser, it'll raise more questions than answer any.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad that it is showing some gameplay. You definitely see elements of Kojima written all over this.
But
what's interesting to me, too, is just like how... open world and lonely you are in this game too. Like it's very much giant, it seems like fields. Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
And there's this mystery darkness that has, and a lot of stealth in it too, which is also another playing Kojima's tendency.
His warehouse. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I can gather, this is my guess. It seems like maybe the wall between the world of the living and the world of the dead is more thin than it used to be. So the they call them PTs, VTs. There's like ghosts around, but humans can't detect them. Only babies can. So that's why they carry babies with them, because as long as you have a baby, so he has a baby on his chest this whole time. It's like an embryo.
But doesn't he say that he can see him faster than anyone else or better than anyone else? That's why he's good.
Yeah, but not as good as. He's like,
not as good as the baby.
He's like, he's like, I can feel them, but I'm still not as good as like the baby or whatever. So that's why they carry the babies. And I don't know. It's just fucking super fucking weird. Yeah.
But like, really, 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 really think about it. What the fuck is happening? And I feel like this game, honestly, can
Are you not intrigued? No.
It's because from watching it, I feel like this game can be the best fucking game ever in the history of ever, or it could be just a total piece of shit.
He has quite a track record, man.
Best freaking game ever. It's kind of high expectations for this title.
From you're working with one of the best directors ever in the freaking history.
Respectfully, but how does that go into gameplay? This weird, quirky story. And
with Hideo, too. Dude, that looks like Metal Gear Solid happening right there. Mm-hmm. But it's like you're working with two of the best directors, one film, one video game. One of the best, like, they're also the best writers, you know,
known actors.
Yeah, we have known actors. Almost every actor in here is, like, known. And there he is right there on the left.
You're right. He's in the game. You never do know. But there's a lot of fucking good shit going into this.
But that's the thing, that this game could be the best freaking game in the longest time.
Well, Red Dead Redemption is kind of all the way up there for that, and I haven't even played the most of it. I just know like the feedback on something like that was really good.
I know we've never talked about Red Dead here, but like maybe
this
one
is something
day.
Completely new. That's why my expectations are low.
I've got a question.
Like, Red Dead is a tried and true formula, and built on it. Whereas this is completely new.
Yeah.
This has like there's no. Like, we don't know, like, outside of his direction, there's no actual foundation of what the gaming elements are.
And then you got Yoji in here? You got Yoji doing
art?
Like,
what actual gaming elements will make this best game? That's what I want to, like,
because
we'll have to wait and see.
I'm looking at the gameplay where he's fighting those randoms.
That's the weakest part of the entire thing.
Yeah, it looks kind of fucking stupid.
It just looks like
it looks like you're just a lot of running
But it looks real.
Evasion.
You know,
it does look real.
But it looks real. So yeah. I don't know. It just it might be like, oh, this is so stupid. I'll be like, this is so cool. I actually really feel like I'm Death Stranding.
Yeah. The only thing that was unrealistic is how easily he moves around with that gigantic back.
Yeah, right.
That's the only thing.
I do like how he kind of moves back. They're trying to grab him. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, and this guy keeps like raising. This guy said he figured in the trailer that he figured out life and death or whatever, and he keeps raising fucking undead war heroes to fight for him. Oh, who knows, man? Until this comes out, who knows?
They ripped that shot off and, of Apocalypse Now,
and not just that, but like once you play a Hideo game.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily you knew what the fuck you just played. No, no. Like, you still have questions after you play them sometimes. Because they're just super weird. Anyway, I think it's fucking awesome, and I hope it comes to PC.
I believe it will.
Bobby, any interest?
Not really. I've never even played a Metal Gear Solid game, so I don't really know what it's all about.
I think the also hard part about
getting homework.
It's also hard. Like,
who's
like,
up next? Is it Bobby?
I think it's Bobby.
Because it's
Metal Gear Solid 5 would be awesome.
I have that on my.
It's such a good game.
You do. Yeah. All you guys have that, right?
Mm-hmm. Play but never beat.
Yeah.
I think I got in a Humble Bundle like subscription, the monthly.
I'm surprised I don't have that one.
It was like one of the last ones. I don't know what time when you ended it.
I have Vengeance, Revengeance, something like that. I've got a couple Metal Gear games, but I'm pretty sure not 5.
Yeah. I just have a feeling it's going to be like a fucking 80-hour game, and it's single player.
Oh, you haven't played it?
What? No. I'm talking about Stranding. It's you know it's going to be a single player game.
That was my question. How are they getting away with those graphics on a PS4?
It's a PS4 Pro. It doesn't really do anything much better than the first one, but. Dude, it's probably going to be choppy as fuck.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be really choppy.
Aren't they coming out with a new PlayStation?
They are.
Yeah, but and not by the end of the year.
They're thinking 2021.
Oh, these motherfuckers. I could already see it. They're going to have an HD Death Stranding for the PS5.
But that's 2021, though.
Yeah.
And what do you mean HD? Like more HD? 8K?
No, you know how they like...
A remaster?
Yeah.
A remaster in 2 years?
Yeah, there's a few games that did that.
All right, let's talk about some games that we have been playing. Recycled, thank you for the subscription. 10 months, nice.
Thank you.
I think you missed somebody too, Bobby.
And we also had
No, I got all these. Okay, I guess I'll start off here. I got Conan Unconquered. Played that. Right away when I got the game, I was a little disappointed by what I was reading about it.
Because there was no dong?
No, well, that didn't really upset me too much. But people were saying it's basically a worse version of They Are Billions. And I never played They Are Billions.
They Are Billions is really good.
Yeah, and everyone who's played it has said that that game's amazing. And yeah, I was going in expecting a Conan 4X RTS game.
Right.
Age of Empires, Warcraft 3.
Which is what it looked like.
Yeah, it looked
but
like that.
But They Are Billions is not.
Right.
No, it's an RTS wave survival game.
Okay. So it is.
Who's attacking, Bobby?
They Are Billions.
They're not zombies.
No. It's just...
It's a wave survival game? I thought it was strategy.
No, it's wave survival.
Wow. That makes me more interested, actually.
How do you battle in multiplayer, then?
It's
multiplayer co-op.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun. They Are Billions multiplayer co-op.
That's what I really wanted to do was play co-op, but I haven't been able to find anyone to play the game with me. Not a whole lot of people playing this game, unfortunately.
Yeah, if you look up how many people are playing, it says there was one. He was Bobby, and he's not here now.
Let's see. Playing now, 330. So, yeah, I mean, not a ton of people playing this game.
That's it?
I bought it. Yeah, it didn't sell very well, apparently.
Like in the world?
Yeah, right now. Well, on Steam, which I think is where this game is available.
I mean, but it would be hard to...
You're such a dick, dude.
I never played They Are Billions, so it's not like I'm not comparing this game to
right,
it.
I think
that's what's really helping me along. So I picked it up, and I was like, you know what? If it's that bad, I'll just return it after 2 hours. But I actually enjoyed it. I played like a solid 3 or 4 hours right after I bought it. And it's got some bugs, which... aren't game breaking, but and the graphics aren't anything super special, but the gameplay is there. It's fun. It's engaging. I don't know how much of it is like in the game, like how many hours this is going to take me. Oh my God, I got to switch this video.
Yeah,
these guys are like
that guy's weird.
Bobby, so do different kind of units attack you? Like I saw some.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's waves.
Do you kill them different ways, or are they just generic?
They have different. There's obviously a system built up. So your archers are good against. Against like infantry or, you know, anything at range, you can build like pikemen or
no, but I mean the opposite. Like, do you have to fight the spiders different than you do the horsemen that are attacking?
It depends on what they are. If they're like a cavalry unit or a ranged unit, or if they have flying units, which only can only be killed by other certain units. And I really like the way, I don't know if they have this in any of the screenshots, but I like the way that they show the strength and weakness of each unit. Like if you select a unit, it will show you like a, this is greater than this, which is greater than this, like kind of chart.
All right, Ray.
And I've never seen that done in a game before, but that just made it so simple for me. Like, okay, I have cavalry. Okay, great against these guys, bad against these guys. Perfect. I know it. And it kind of helped me learn the game really quick. Well, is that a question? I'll take a...
Oh, no, I just...
You're writing yourself a note. Yeah. Okay, I thought you were writing me a note. No passing
I
notes.
Love you. I love you. Do you think I'm cute? Yes, I do.
Check the box. Yes and no. Will you leave your girlfriend for me? Yay. Wire N. Just kidding.
It just got weird.
So, I'm kidding.
She just invited Bobby to prom.
Oh, I know, right? Take me to prom, Wire.
Does
Bobby.
Conan yes show up yes. at any point here?
Yeah, so they have hero characters. Here's what sucks, though. They got two hero characters and a third one that you have to buy in DLC. So I'm, wow. I thought that was dumb.
Well, who's the second one? Red Sonya?
No.
Oh.
And that's what everyone was saying in the reviews. Like, you got to put Red Sonya in this game. This game is not early access either. This is like 1.0 right out the gate. They have Conan, obviously, and then who's the other one? It's like some, it's a female character.
Is it challenging, Bobby?
The Black Sonya?
All right, Bobby, can you recommend this or not?
Not for $30.
Not for $30.
$15 this game. Yeah, $30 right at release. $15, sure, but... I haven't played They Are Billions, but mm-hmm. based on everyone else's reviews of it, I'd probably say just pick that up. It's probably a better version of this.
Well, the only reason that the only thing that looks to me that I might have the leg up is you have different things attacking you. In They Are Billions, it's just zombies,
right?
Oh,
it's one character? That's it?
No. In They Are Billions, there are different variations of zombies.
Oh, there's like a big one.
Mm-hmm. And then you can actually...
Didn't you play it?
I think for 1 hour.
I think like one of the only podcasts...
I really want to play it.
And there's a lot of different ways to play They Are Billions. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not just... refortifying your fortress.
Do they have a tech tree as well?
Yeah, something like that. It's not tech trees. It's more mm-hmm. like different strategies. And then also you can scout and destroy the zombies.
Yeah, so you have to go. And in their billions, you have to
collect
build,
resources.
You have to build outwards and mm-hmm. take down their town, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's almost resources. Like...
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. So this is a
to
little
minimize
different.
The threat, really.
Yeah.
Hearing that described, this Conan Unconquered is different than They Are Billions. It's the same objective, like it's wave survival, and you can see up here in this screenshot, mm-hmm. that makes it smaller when I click on it. You can see up here in this screenshot, like these are the waves coming in here, and then they reach you there, and you can mm-hmm. see how many you have left. You can hover over to see what kind of units are coming your way, mm-hmm. and you get pings on the mini map that you can see down here where they're coming from, so you can send your troops there or start building walls. And yeah, there's many different ways to combat them. You can say, well, I'm just going to build a really strong base with walls, mm-hmm. and I'm going to have my tech tree so I can have like the lava flowing down on the walls, and I can build like little archer towers and turrets, or I can make a real strong roaming army. And then you have to figure out anti-flying units. Like, there's a lot to this game.
Do you know if they have a base and whether or not you can have your roving?
No, they do not have a base.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're expanding this entire time, too. You're getting more resources. There's many different kinds. You can build different research houses that let you research different things. The UI is very interesting because this game is probably a lot more like a 4X RTS than They Are Billions. You know, it's got everything you would expect. The mini map, it's got some stats on the side. And usually when you select your characters, you draw a box around them, you see them down there, and those are the characters. They don't really do that. They have your characters show up here kind of on the right side, but then everything here, in the center, the bottom center of the screen never changes. So you can always get back to your build train. There's no like, I need to click on my barracks and then build these guys. I need to click on my base and build more.
Everything's
workers.
Always readily available.
It's always right there in the UI. And I think that's very clean and very well done. But also, here's a huge thing. There's no workers. You don't have to like, I need to build just normal, you know, peons to go cut down lumber. Right. Like you just build the unit by the trees and depending on what, like it shows you like, oh, if you build right here, you'll get like 8. If you build here, you'll get 6 every turn.
How much of a beast is Conan?
They are billions was like that too.
Okay. There's no workers.
You acclimated certain resources depending on
where you build.
Where you build. Yes. Mm.
Yeah, Conan's great. He's got a move. They each have special moves too. So it's really all about getting to that level. But he's got one that's just like a whirlwind that just decimates everyone. The girl has one that makes her invincible and also does a good amount of damage, speeds up her attack. But I like Conan better. He just knocks him down. But I like the game. I'm going to play more of it. I would have played more of it, but I got totally sideswiped by Deep Rock Galactic this week. Yeah. Like, totally. Emilio invited me to play a game. I was like, let me finish this round. Then I'm like, nah, fuck it. Install.
And so we played like 2 or 3 games, and then I had to go, and somebody else had to go, and I went, and I came back like 2 or 3 hours later. I was like, Bobby's, he must be AFK, because he's still playing Deep Rock Galactic. And I was like, do you have room for me? He's like, yeah, I'll get you in after this game. All right, champ.
Was it that day we were playing? That same day?
Yeah.
So he kept playing?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then the next day, And then the next day, Sunday, I was like, fuck, I got things to do. I should be doing this and that. I'm like, I'm going to play some Deep Rock 5 hours later. Like, this is what I did in Deep Rock, because they've done a lot of updates. Still not 1.0. This game is still in beta. It just gets better every time I play it. They added a whole bunch of new stuff. And this is, I finished unlocking all the guns. This is the noisiest exit ever. I finished.
He literally has a wooden sword stuck in his ass right now. That's Ray is trying to get up and use the restroom. We have a kendo stick hanging off the wall, and he got trapped between Emilio and the kendo stick. And let's say the kendo stick won.
Wow. Yeah. We gave this game of the year, right?
Yeah. Okay. And it's deserving of it.
Yeah. Like, if not, we need a recount.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I unlocked all the guns. I promoted my driller and my scout, and I did
was it Divinity 2?
That was before.
Oh, that was before?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Or wait, no. No, Divinity 1 was a long time ago, maybe. Who knows? Someone should be writing this stuff down.
Yeah. Where's the DLG archivist? Yeah, Jens, you just got promoted.
Where's the DLG Wikipedia page? The DLG wiki. But yeah, so I played a ton of this. I unlocked a bunch of stuff. I checked out all the new content. They got new aliens or bugs. This one I like in particular is the roller, because he really breaks things up. Just like in Left 4 Dead 2, where they're like, people are huddling up too much. We need something to combat that. Let's make the charger. So the roller just barrels at you and he knocks you around. He doesn't do a lot of damage, but he knocks you around.
He's invincible.
You do very little damage when he's enrolling. It is possible to crit, though, or to hit him in a weak spot.
If you hit him from the side, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do because he's usually coming at you.
What else is there? There's
the boomer bugs that blow up, except they leave radiation behind, so they're green. Right.
There's the healers.
Yeah,
which are motherfuckers.
Heal. There's something called the detonator, which when you kill it, explodes in an enormous rate. It's like a cluster bomb. It's like an initial blast that is huge. It's the biggest explosion I've seen in this game. And then there's like clusters after it that blow you up. It's just so much.
You need to be miles from this thing when it goes off.
Yeah, you really need a backup.
Yeah.
And what are they called? The dreadnoughts are a lot harder. Their shield regenerates faster now.
Oh, right.
They always regenerate, and it's. Yeah.
And the environment is all randomly generated, right?
Well, you know what you're going into. If you're going into an ice level, you know you're going to get ice. But the walls and the caves, it's all random.
And everything, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, and the promotion thing is cool too. So when you promote one, this is like a prestige level on Payday. When you promote once, you get a little star next to your name, you reset at level 1, but you also get an extra perk point, which is probably the most valuable thing you can get in the game. Like the perk points are huge.
You can carry 2 perks then.
Well, no, you can unlock up to 4 in your talent
tree. But you can only run 1 at a time.
No, you can run 5 at a time on a character.
This is news to me. I got to relook at what I'm doing.
Let me bring up Deep Rock here and show you. But No, the perk points, which are like, you know, run 20% faster, depending on how much you've upgraded. You can unlock. It's really hard to unlock the fifth one because the last notch alone requires 25 perk points just to do that.
Are there female dwarves yet?
No, not yet.
Mm. Well, to my knowledge, female ones look just like men ones, so they might all be women.
No, these are definitely dudes.
I wouldn't be the first. I wouldn't be the first woman.
I wonder if they will. I wonder if they would add female dwarves to that. That seems interesting.
Rumor had it a while back.
When did they add ice levels?
Oh, a long time ago.
About 6 months ago.
Right before I quit, they had the
ice. Yeah, I remember like a time or two back when I came back. The ice levels were the new ones, but. What I really love is just the way you can customize your weapons. And they did a really good job of balancing things. It doesn't feel like this is the only way you build your character. Like for the scout, because that's my favorite class, there's so many choices that you make that are just a matter of preference, and they adjust your play style. Maybe some are better in certain environments. You know, if they don't have if you're doing the no shields run, then you don't get the shield upgrades, obviously. But it's all about how you want to play it. So to give you an example with the scout, there's one that retracts your zip line faster. And I'm like, okay, that sounds good. I'll check that out. It's like either you shoot it out faster or you retract it faster. But the retraction one launches you like a slingshot after you let go of it, which I didn't realize it. And I got hurt quite a bit trying to do that.
Oh, man.
But
it could probably be used... Like if you learned it.
If you learned it, yeah, then you can adjust your playstyle and do well with that. You can also choose, like, do you want the extended range on the zipline or do you want the cooldown lower? And there's a few cooldown lower unlocks, and I'm like, maybe if I do that, I can kind of like Spider-Man through the cave, you know, because the cooldown's so low. But right. I have yet to try that out, and the range is hard to give up. The range is so nice. But, yeah, I love playing Scout. I love figuring out the different ways I can play Scout. I love being the guy who, you know, his whole team dies and like, oh, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Get everybody back.
Bobby's
up.
Always the medic for sure.
I think it's amazing how far they've come in really a short amount of time. So it's exciting to see that these updates are really coming together.
And graphically too.
Adding more content. Better and better. Yeah. Adding more content. And as you said, it's almost like you can really cater to how you play this game in the way you want to. So that's nice.
What do they have coming up? Like what's their roadmap? Because I can't believe this game
is still going.
Yeah. Well, it's still in beta, but
yeah,
I'm almost tempted to come back and play almost.
So update. Oh, they just have these.
Definitely.
I forgot who came back, but I was like, hey, if you played a little bit, they give you all your perk points back. Make sure you spend them wisely. I was gonna, and then somebody put all their points into Bosco.
It was Gummy.
Oh no,
Cricket, right?
Oh, Cricket.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. And so Bosco is the robot that helps you when you're playing
single
player solo, which nobody does.
No, have you tried playing single player? It's a totally different experience.
And it's scary.
It's really weird. It's scarier. It's almost like farming. The thing that I love about this game that I always say about it is it mixes leisure and challenge so well. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm hanging out, having a good time, relaxed, but then also challenged, and that's, you know, two contrasting ideas, and yet it fits in this game. Yeah. But the single player mode definitely is like, different.
I didn't play it in a long time, and I played, I think, only just one or two missions with you guys this weekend. And it was cool how we were just chilling, walking around, kind of exploring, and then all of a sudden, oh shit, and then we have to get ready because we're about to get attacked. And
Yeah. Like
the wave comes. That's super cool.
I had to put this game away. Like after Sunday, I was just like, I got to cut myself off. But you know what I did also? I unlocked Hazard Level 5, and Emilio and I, as soon as I did, were like, let's try one out. No way, man. No way. That you need to go in to Hazard Level 5 with... So the different hazard levels are like increased difficulty, but higher rewards. And the fifth one they never had before. And after I unlocked that, oh man. Yeah, you have to have everyone like fully decked out. I would love to go at that again with like a real team.
Oh, wow. Yeah. End game. Mm-hmm. Might have end game.
So looking at their roadmap here in June, they have, let's see. So June, July, August, they have daily adventures. I'm guessing like daily quests as opposed to the weekly quests. New mutators, more skins. They added a ton more skins, changed the grenades. Like all that's new to me. More Steve achievements. Yeah, they added a ton of those. Endgame. Don't know what they mean by that. These all have question marks. So I
think
guess,
some of the best multiplayer games almost have to have a good endgame. It's because it's all about the replayability and the ability to capture somebody once they think they've played through the game.
Yeah. So. Well, that's the problem they kept running into was I'd play this game and I'd max out. I got all the unlocks. There was nothing really left to do except if I wanted to challenge myself, you know, by doing something really weird. But
and I definitely... When playing this game, it's fun, but you can tell that it's still early access. But it's great for early access. There are so many games that are early access, like that don't offer enough in early access, and you burn out on them before 1.0 comes out, like DayZ, for instance, or something like that. But this one here, it's like I think they're making great strides. In early access too. So
they keep adding more and they keep making it so you don't have everything unlocked. Like now I got to go back into the game and unlock more stuff, and they add more content as well, just new different kinds of maps. So yeah, I mean, I guess if they keep ahead of the curve with that, they can keep going, but they do have to figure out something because there's people who play this a lot. I've hopped in games with people who have like 3 stars, like they've leveled their character up 3 times.
Wow.
That's insane.
I imagine it's a lot of fun playing with like a group of core gamers too, and just trying to unlock everything for everyone. I can see people who have everything unlocked but are happy to help other people level up or unlock their characters. Like I think anyone at any different level of casual, gamer ability basically could come in and get us have a successful mission out of it. I don't think there's so much of
I mean, this game is very accessible. Yeah. I mean, Fastidious plays this on a controller for crying out loud.
He plays everything on a controller, dude.
Yeah, I don't.
So well, weird. The controller's for sure superior. Does anybody know how to do the blah, blah, blah? And we're like, X. He's like, I don't have an X.
What I was trying to summarize and or say is that like that when you play this, when you play Deep Rock, no matter what type of gamer you have in your group, you're going to have a good, like, I feel like it's going to be a good experience playing through the level.
Because even if you're not good at shooting, you can do an engineer.
Mm-hmm, because like in Counter-Strike, for instance, I played a competitive game and there was one person who obviously has never played Counter-Strike before, and it really just like it hurt the morale of the team.
That's gonna bring everybody down.
Yeah, so that's
it's not the game you play with just
like,
anyone.
Yeah, no, Deep Rock, I feel like there might be some try sweaties out there, but it's honestly it's a game that anybody any different type of gamer can hop into one level and still get what they want out of it.
Those challenging games are fun, but I don't know. There's something to be said about these types of games too, because I play with a lot of random people as well. I rarely run into anyone who gets very upset. It's happened before. I've had people get upset and on the mic, and usually when they do that, they're people who have no idea how to play this game and are the ones that are the problem.
Generally, people are trying to get something done. Like it's a job. You're going out there, a fun job, but you're trying to get this task completed. And
I think this would be a lot of
best.
Fun to play with kids too.
Yeah, probably. If they can get the controls down.
Nah, I'm good.
Deep Rock keeps delivering. All right. Yep. What else do we have?
Battalion 1944. It's a great game. Get it. Moving on.
That's it? Come on. I'm actually really intrigued.
It looks like the streams that I saw, it looks like Counter-Strike in World War II.
Day of Defeat.
So, Day of Defeat. Yeah. It's pretty much Day of Defeat.
Day of Defeat was a game that I played instead of Counter-Strike. That's the reason I never got into Counter-Strike, because I was too busy playing Day of Defeat.
So, this is pretty much Day of Defeat, I feel. But it's more on... But it's a little bit more counter... It's more CSGO than Day of Defeat. But it's also very Call of Duty 2.
I see more from... I haven't played it, but I see more Call of Duty than I see Counter-Strike. Because...
The moment you start playing it, you're going to feel it. You feel it. Like, it. I felt natural to me. Well, so...
What are the objectives? Is it point captures like Day of the Defeat?
So they have...
you could go to bombsite A or B.
Okay, so watch. They have arcade mode, which is either... point capture, capture the flag, and team deathmatch, and free-for-all. Mm-hmm. And then they have also, like, the weekly, you know, rifles only, which is rifles only. It's pretty much, if you ever played Counter-Strike, it's ops only. So it's like it's all this. The sniper rifle here works so similar to the AWP. So if you have that flick, then you're amazing with the gun here. They have the Kar 98, and then they have the Springfield. So so they have that, and then they have comp mode, and then the comp mode is pretty much the 5v5. You play. Why wouldn't you? And you play. Okay, so it's comp mode just like CS:GO. You have your 5v5 bomb sites. You buy right before the round, and you use their coins. Streamers have been calling them shekels. Each weapon's like either one coin, two shekels, three shekels, four shekels. The op is like, well, the Kar 98's seven shekels.
It's built-in economy.
Yeah. And then let's say you don't have money. Instead of me buying it for you and dropping it on the ground, I'll just give you some shekels. Like, oh, here's some coins. Like, you buy it. And yeah, it's bomb site A, bomb site B, defend, attack.
Only $16 on sale right now.
Yeah, it's on sale right now.
I would definitely pick this up and play.
Honestly, if you like CS:GO, if you like Day of Defeat, Call of Duty, it has the same feel.
Rickonius, interesting question. Why wouldn't you just play Battlefield?
It's nothing like Battlefield.
It's nothing like Battlefield,
nothing
man.
Like Battlefield. That's the thing about it, too. Like, I don't love Battlefield. I have played it. I've enjoyed my time playing it. I do not love Battlefield. I love Counter-Strike. I love the tight corners. I love Battlefield. I agree is more or less skill-based too, but it's a completely different fighting environment.
It's like, and then one thing about this game though, it's the maps, right? We have the maps that are just like, you know, Counter-Strike type maps. You're in the city, really cool. But then they do have those maps where it's like an actual forest and like these big open Call of Duty type. Maybe like even Battlefield type maps, which are a little harder to play. You have people sniping from super far away, just destroying everyone.
Yeah, my question is it more like really Counter-Strike in terms of you have actual like emphasis, like your performance emphasis for like the winning of the game? Is it?
Yeah, if you die, you're out for the round,
yeah,
right?
You're
what
out
am
for
I
the
trying
round.
To say? Oh, okay, so okay.
It has a feel in the way of the comp. It has a feel as a way of the shooting. The feel of how when you shoot, obviously not when you're, you know, aiming down sight, because, you know, Counter-Strike doesn't have that.
One thing I did not like about Day of Defeat when I first played it many, many, many years ago was that it was just like time to death was so quick. Like you had with Counter-Strike, you have your health system, you have your armor, and there is a lot more to survivability. How is survivability in Battalion?
Probably because you didn't keep your head low, Chi. They don't mess around. That's what I loved about Day of Defeat. Like, it was like war. It's like you stay down and until you got a chance to move. Or like it, there was definitely a line, and you didn't cross that line. There was a no man's zone.
Are there machine guns, Ray?
What I also am saying too is like the gunfight. Like in Counter Strike, a gunfight, 1v1 gunfight can last like a minute, even longer.
It feels like it.
Yeah,
it's more like
text. And then with Day of Defeat, it's like literally one or two bullets, and then like I'm done.
So I think another reason why I see this a lot like Counter-Strike is just depending on what side you're playing, you have different guns. So you have, you know, the cheaper ones are just, you know, the SMGs, the pistols, the SMGs, and then like the trench gun, which is like a shotgun, and then like the single shot rifles. And then you come up to the actual rifle. You either have the Thompson or the STG, which it's so funny how the Thompson kind of shoots like the M4 in Counter-Strike, and then the STG is kind of like the AK.
So we could have saved the last 50 minutes if everybody just would have agreed it was CS:GO in World War II.
I know. Well, it is that, but not just that. It actually has a lot.
You played it. I haven't.
It's a lot of Call of Duty in it and Day of Defeat.
You can prone.
It's because a lot of the level design is also very CS:GO. All very Counter-Strike, especially like all the angles you can grab, the way you can actually like traverse down the levels. They're built just like CS:GO comp levels. So that has that feeling. So
now you were having an issue with lag.
It's less than $20
so
right now?
Yeah. So that's, it's actually like $16 right now.
Okay.
So it's on sale, for like another day or two. And,
sold, bought.
No, honestly, you should really try it out. I had an issue with lag. The servers aren't doing that great, I'll be honest. I was getting 80 ping and I'm on West servers.
Oh, 80, that would destroy
80,
a game for me.
80 to 100. And then I have a great game where I'm like running 30, you know, and I have fiber.
Maybe it's selling better than
So it sold 250,000 copies in this first
week.
They weren't ready for that. So it, obviously, it's going to get better.
That's going to be tough.
The game's growing. We have streamers playing it now. Obviously, not that much because, you know, they right now, streamers are jumping to every game. It's just, I've never seen Twitch so diverse, actually, in lately.
Thanks, Orstrom. He says that I look like a supermodel. Thanks, buddy. I'm pretty sure that's what he was saying.
And
he's impressed by the mic quality. Thank you so much.
But it has a CSGO feel. And this game can totally be esport. It's the same feel. But
there's a lot of potential behind it.
A lot of potential behind it.
And it's fun. Replayability is there.
Yeah.
It's cheap enough where you can convince your friends to buy it and play it with you.
Yeah, so my friends...
I am so sold on this. And I very, very early on in the podcast, I talked about how I don't really need it. Early on in my gaming life, I didn't really have to worry about buying my own games. But my Steam library and virtually any other PC game that I've played outside of my Steam library, I've bought for myself. My Steam library has over 200, almost 300 games. And I mostly buy games at full price. I don't wait for the discount. Right. I don't wait for that bundle. I'm like, I want to play this bitch. So I'm going to buy it. Right. No matter what the cost is, because I do see the value in paying full price, full retail price, for certain games. So I wouldn't say I'm Bobby. But I wouldn't say I'm Ray either, who sees a sale and just buys it because it's on sale. I just buy it simply to play it.
And worst case scenario,
at whatever price,
give it back.
I've never refunded a game except for
one
game, World War Z.
Yeah,
and that was on the Epic launcher, game.
So
not
great.
On Steam.
It's a great game, but
I don't make regrettable decisions.
5,600 people playing Battalion 44 right now.
That's pretty good.
For a game that came out 2 weeks ago, the all-time peak was 16,000, so it had a good start, but it's peaking around
5,600.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, a little on the low side, but definitely enough to...
It needs...
To find a...
It's still 250.
How many people are playing Counter-Strike right now? CSGO?
It's free. A million.
Oh, yeah, I know.
A billion.
But I'm just like... Ha! I just want to see...
China.
All of China right now. That's all they're doing. That and Dota.
That's the reviews.
The Chinese gamer market is so massive.
The mobile market there. Insane. Okay, 222,000 people playing CSGO right now.
It's not bad.
500,000 today's peak.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
The game will never die.
Looks like a good game, man. The Day of Defeat is really selling me, but I just know I'd be terrible at this.
Well, that's the good thing. Sucking at a game and then knowing that the more time you invest, the better you get at the game. That's what appeals to me.
I don't go
me.
Down that hole anymore.
But everybody else is getting better too, Chief.
Yeah, no. See you in 4 years, guys. No, I don't do that anymore.
Cocksucker 69 gets me every time.
Oh,
that fucking TJ
sniper. I love that, though. I love it when you get to change your... I've been changing my Steam profile left and right, like almost every other day right now. Yep. Right now, my name on Steam is Pet My Chia, because I'm normally Chia LaBeouf on Steam. Mm-hmm. And then it's just fun. I think that's half the entertainment value, because in most console shooters, you can't change your name. And this is really cool.
Out of the 4 hours we played last night, I didn't see a single person drop and prone on me. And because I'm watching the trailer and everyone's proning.
So it's not
when I said
like
you have machine
thing.
Guns, like an MG that you set up with the thing in prone.
No, you don't.
There's not that. Okay. Because that's what I remember from Day of Defeat. Just fucking machine gunners setting up their fire lines and you not being able to move.
No. They have a good little ranking system too, which is kind of like CSGO's ranking system.
All right, let's move on.
It's got skins.
I can't wait to play this game. So I want to give my own personal review of it. The fact that it's less than $20 is sold.
Just get it, dude. We'll play. Mm-hmm. I want to play a comm match
tonight.
If
someone took away my free CSGO game from me and they said, "Chi, you can't have this unless you give me $300, I'd be like, take my money. And here's something
else for 16.
Well, it's I had a conversation with someone where I said Counter-Strike is my on again, off again, toxic relationship. It's like that one that you just can't let go of. And that's me and CSGO.
And I know, Isaac.
I love it. I hate it.
I would never see CSGO as a toxic relationship for me.
Really? The people? That game?
I just love it.
And the amount of rage that can ensue from playing that game?
Nah, I love it.
I went to download, went to Erase by Novizic, and I was like, it's a 1 meg download. Like, what does this really mean? That's why I left it.
That's hilarious.
You talked me out of it. I heard your voice come in. It's a tiny download. Deleting it does nothing. I was like, no!
Oh, God.
See, but that's something that once you have fast-ass internet, any download is just not bad.
Yeah.
That's what I hate.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of these games are getting pretty Battalion ridiculous.
On? That's what I want to know. What is it, Unreal? What engine are they using?
Square Enix is the publisher.
Oh, wow.
I'd be surprised if they... I doubt it's the Source engine.
I don't think so.
It's probably Unreal. It was a... what's it called? Kickstarter game.
We're trying to move on.
Yeah. She's trying to hurdle us over to the next topic here, which is Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within. Okay, so keeping with the last couple weeks, maybe week, I've been watching a video game movie every week, and this one recommended by people in Twitch chat was Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within. You can watch this for free on Crackle. Mm-hmm. Thank God, because you don't want to pay money for this one.
it's a Sony movie.
I heard it wasn't that good.
Is there any tie-in with any particular one
game? You're asking the wrong guy. I've only played Final Fantasy III, so okay. I couldn't tell you.
They have some little things here and there.
I'm sure there is a Cid in there. So, yeah, it's got a lot of Final Fantasy stuff in it. But this came out in 2001. Let me paint the picture here. This movie took 4 years to make, cost $140 million. It didn't do well. It only made $85 million. So it was pretty bad.
That's not good, right?
No.
And they're not getting that Crackle money, I feel like.
Yeah, that's global, too. That's not domestic, like $85 million worldwide. So it didn't do very well. It didn't get very good reviews. Roger Ebert liked it. He said, like, it was a technological achievement, which for the time it was. Mm-hmm. Let me play some video for you. So
oh, I remember,
2001,
dude.
Like,
I remember being so hyped for this.
Honestly, I think they would have had more success if they actually implemented existing Final Fantasy anything, but it was a completely new arc on Final Fantasy, and I felt like they were doing too much just off of the name and not so much to really appeal to the existing fan base.
Yeah, I didn't know if any of the characters were from Final Fantasy games, but the story's a little weird. So Earth has been attacked by these aliens. The entire world is pretty much inhabitable except for a few spots where the humans hold up, and the world is overran by these aliens that will like steal your soul. Later on, you find out that they're actually ghosts from another planet, and that's why they're stealing souls, because they're lost and confused. And the main character is a lady who, they're trying to collect these pieces that, these eight, spirits that will restore, everything back to normal and get rid of, the aliens. And,
the story's a bit
cliche, and like
I don't even remember it. It's not memorable.
Isn't
some of the spirits like actual summons from Final Fantasy? Don't they have like Bahamut or something like that? Or
no. And she's already found, like, I think the story begins with her finding the fifth one, and then the finale or the climax is when she has to get the eighth one. But yeah, the story is not very memorable, and the graphics are just not that great. In 2001, I'm sure they were amazing, but everything just, it's not very vibrant or anything like that. But they go for that photorealism, like they really go for it. And for 2001, this is probably the best you could possibly get with photorealism. Mm. So, I mean, that was pretty impressive. But this thing's like a whopping 2 hours long, maybe a little bit shorter, and it was kind of tough to make it through it. I was really impressed at the star power they got for this, though. The main character, the girl, not anyone super famous, but the romantic interest is Alec Baldwin playing an Alec Baldwin character. They've got Ving Rhames playing, tough black guy. They've got Perry Gilpin, I think her name is, Roz from Frasier, if anyone watched that show. And, you know, she's like, you know, she doesn't take any guff from anyone, you know, tough army chick. And Steve Buscemi is in there as the, wily pilot. So a lot of big names in this.
What was the most enjoyable thing about watching this movie, though? Like, what was one good thing it had going for it? And don't start that sentence with "for its time."
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, honestly,
I can't find one redeeming value.
This movie is not very memorable. Like, it's I want to. So there's three Final Fantasy movies. There's this one, Spirits Within. There's Advent Children, which came out, I think, late 2000s, maybe 2007 mm-hmm. or something.
Based off of Final Fantasy VII.
And actually, that one I remember, like, oh, there's Cloud, right? Mm-hmm. There's the motorcycle and the big-ass sword. And so that one I probably should have rewatched. But then there's a new one that came out in 2016 called Kingsglaive. And that one...
Never heard of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you bring that up, Bobby?
Yeah, let me bring it up. 15.
On IMDb,
yeah, it's called Final Fantasy 15 Kingsglaive. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. This one is on Crackle as well for free.
Well, there's Sony films, so Sony puts all those films.
But
on
you
there.
Wait.
But look at the progress.
Hasn't even been Final Fantasy 15. Does that exist? Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was that game yeah. with the boys.
So check out the photo
with the Backstreet Boys.
It's the most recent one, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
I never played it.
It's a Backstreet Boys open world.
What a Final Fantasy game I haven't played.
So obviously they've made leaps and bounds with technology here. Mm. Maybe I should have watched this one. I don't know. I am kind of intrigued to watch the entire series. I'll probably get around to it. It's a tough sell for me. I don't want to be too hard on this movie because I'm sure a lot of people saw it back in 2001 and loved it. And at that time, like, you know, a video game movie, like trying to do photorealism, that was probably a big deal. And I don't know. It doesn't hold up very well. Spirits Within, unfortunately. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
Nobody ever thought it was good. Just everybody thought it looked good.
I wonder if that one's before or after the game.
This one, Kingsglaive?
Yeah.
2016? I don't know.
I mean, like, story-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, that King's Aaron Paul, really? That's cool.
Alina Heading.
Yeah. The wow, King yeah. in there, that's, I think
Sean
that's,
Bean. Yeah, they got big names
Sean
for these
Bean.
Movies.
No that's, way, he's in this one.
That's from the actual game.
Dude, you'd be surprised. Like, just like in Entourage, you'd be surprised how many big A-listers go to Japan to do things you never hear of. Like, mm-hmm. things like this. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You have to look
when
it up.
When you watch all those commercials.
It's almost like a notch in the belt. It's almost like a actor achievement unlocked.
No, it's the money.
Oh, the
it's
saga the money starts.
The Japanese
there.
Come with that long paper.
All right. So I'll put it out there to Twitch or whoever again. If you've got any recommendations for a video game movie, throw them my way.
Super Mario Brothers.
Are you
bro.
All out, Bobby?
No, I'd like to watch things that people recommend, preferably things that I haven't seen before. So, I mean, I'm glad I watched Spirits Within. I'm glad I got that under my belt and I took that movie in. But Super Mario Bros., I've actually watched that recently, like within the last year, so.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you say recommend, do you mean like recommend because this is a good movie or recommend because there's not many?
Yeah, for whatever reason.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not expecting like, I'm not going to be upset if it's a bad movie, man. Right. I watch plenty of bad movies.
Okay. How about this, Bobby? Best video game movie so far ever in your...
That I've seen, personally?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know. It depends on what you consider.
You're basically an expert at this point.
Yeah, I need more time to think about that. I don't know if I can give you an answer right off the cuff.
Detective Pikachu. It was so good. I don't know what you guys... It was
never
so
seen
good.
I haven't seen a movie in a
it
while.
Was so good.
Was it...
Detective Pikachu was so good, man.
The ratings were not that good, though. I mean, they weren't terrible.
Yeah, what? Look at that.
That's not terrible.
Amazing.
Yeah, 6.9. That's like an average movie.
It's doing well, though.
I actually think that's the highest score a video game movie's ever gotten on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not a video game movie.
What about Resident Evil?
That's not a video game movie. That's a movie with a video game character in it.
No.
The first Resident Evil? Because I remember
Pikachu. Oh, no, I was talking about this.
It's a video game. It's a video game that came out in the DS.
I just put the words together. I said, Depective.
Depective.
Depective
Pikachu.
I don't know. Like, it's... He's kind of transcended video games, right? He's a cultural icon now. So I don't know. It's
hard to judge that one. But Detective Pikachu
is there a Pokeball in this game? In this movie?
Yes.
You saw it already?
Yeah.
Warconius, I've watched Doom recently, too. The new Doom movie coming out, I'll check that out. I don't have high expectations, but I'll watch that. But I have seen the 2005 one with The Rock and Carl
Urban. I saw Doom.
You've seen it more than once, right, Bobby? I think you like that movie.
Uh-huh. I saw it in the theaters, and I've watched it maybe a couple times since then. They really don't show the demons that much, man. Like, you can totally tell they're cutting corners on the budget.
All right.
But it's a little disappointing.
What's the best game based on a movie?
What? John Wick, that John Wick one.
Yeah, didn't even come out yet.
I know, I don't.
Oh, my God.
Arkham City? No, I guess it's not really a movie.
No.
Arkham City was fucking awesome.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, it doesn't qualify.
No, I can't think of one, actually.
Yeah. Riddick?
Riddick, Pitch Black, the game.
Which way does that go?
I think
so. The movie came out first, yeah. And then
I've never heard of the game.
Or yeah, I don't remember the game. It was on Xbox, I believe, Xbox or Xbox 360. I'm not sure, but it was I never played it, but I did have good reviews.
Chi, you're the most interesting thing in this room. I can't not look. What's going on?
My leg went numb, like hard numb. I've been working out again, so it's like Charlie Horse.
Right. Okay.
And this is the one that has a footstool, several pieces of foam, and ergonomic chair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else. All right.
And younger than us.
Yeah.
All right. So if I don't get any suggestions, then I'll probably just pick a game for next week. But
a movie.
Yeah, pick a movie.
Or you can play some video games.
Dude, I've been playing video games.
Yeah, dude.
Conan Unconquered, Deep Rock Galactic, Undying.
You're right. When do you start vacation?
Officially, not this Friday, but next Friday.
Okay. Are we going to embark on this Divinity Quest?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll go there with you.
Oh, I'll play with you guys.
No, you're not. Yeah. No.
Hey, I've never played it before. Can I play, guys?
Not because it's you, but because we zoom through it with two player using.
We got a thing going.
Yeah.
We got a system.
Mm-hmm. We go get. What
Lone
is it called?
Wolves?
Yeah.
Lone Wolves.
Lone Wolves, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to play Divinity. I don't even know what it is.
That's why you're not cool.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that game.
You can play with us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All
right.
The three amigos.
Let me guess. You're going to invite Admiral Deadweight to that?
I want to hear about this game because this has popped up. This has been popping up on my Steam page like constantly. Fury Unleashed.
So this is when everything comes together correctly. The developers emailed me directly about reviewing this for the podcast, and I'm always wary of those because I get approached probably twice a week from these like sites that do this for a living, you know, and I never pay attention because it's always like bullshit. But this was like a direct email from their PR person, and is like, hey, if you wouldn't mind, here's a code, check it out. And I hate when that happens and it's garbage, you know. And so And like,
yeah, it's awkward.
I probably wouldn't have reviewed it if it was complete garbage. But luckily, this is a really, really fun game. First of all, it's a roguelite, I would say. You play as Fury, which is a main character, which is like this over the top superhero guy. And you're playing through a comic book strip. And so right here, you could see, like, there's just etchings of, like, ideas that are going on.
Oh, that's cool.
So you're kind of playing through that. No, it gets better, dude. So every level is a different comic book that you're fighting a different enemy. So first, it's, like, jungle voodoo people, and then it goes to Nazis, and then it goes to aliens. And then the fourth book.
Nazis.
They get killed in every game. and then the fourth one is, like, doodles and stuff. I haven't gone to the fourth one, but I'm sure it's like super crazy stuff.
It really does look like doodles. It looks like the type of characters you would be drawing on the side of your chemistry notes.
That's exactly what they were going for here. But it's
like
a great...
I've seen half of these characters like scribbled by my big brother. Yeah. Not me. No, I did like anime girls, but like my big brother did like the Dragon Ball Z, like, you know, 8-pack type of dudes, yeah. Centaurs, and
it's super
like
over,
rad, badass
over the top
stuff. Yeah. Like mohawks and shit.
So. And and it plays like, I haven't played a roguelite like this, or because it's like Metal Slug, you know,
okay.
Like that kind of look to it. And so you have 360 degrees that you can play it, but then you also have your melee. You know, almost every game melee is like an afterthought. Like, oh, if everything else fails, I melee. But in this game, the melee is just as powerful, if not more powerful than your guns, which is nice too. Like, you can really mix it up. Like, you can do things like pistol, melee, shotgun, and then you feel like a badass because you're like, I just fucked that dude up. And what else is there? Okay, so the story is actually good. Like, how do you take a game like this and make a good story? So what's going on is the writer of the comic book, the creator of Fury, is getting terrible reviews. Nobody likes his comic books anymore. He was cool, but now he's getting bad reviews, and it's really affecting his self-esteem. Mm. And so in between comic books, you read his interactions, him reading his reviews, and you're kind of, you're not him, you're Fury, but like, in order for, I don't know, there's like a meta thing going on, right? You're not really Fury. You're kind of like trying to make, while you, if you're a good, if you kill the bad guys, it makes Fury cooler, which makes maybe the comic books more popular, which saves your master that created you.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like this whole like thing going on. And you're actually reading text message on a cell phone. It's really fucking cool. I've been playing a lot of this. And I say Rogue Light because you have permanent upgrades after every round. They become fewer and far between in between rounds because it's so hard to get those experience points. But there's not much I don't like about this game. The fast travel ability, you have to hold tab and then push Q. And then while you're holding tab, push Q again when you find... And I fucked it up 50 times. It's just so awkward. I don't know why they did that. That's really weird. Besides that, feels great. Music's... I like everything about it. They have a combo system where you can basically only heal if you get your combo system up. So it makes you... it's kind of like what we were talking about with what's the game that we both played and both beat last week?
Rage.
It's like Rage, where they're like, you're going forward, you're killing, and that's it. Like, that's what we want you doing, and that's how you're going to have fun. So they push you, because all the goodies are if you're pushing, you're killing, and you're coming up with a sweet combos.
So you got to be over the top.
Yeah, you got to be Fury. So you don't
bore the readers, yeah.
Right, okay. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We actually didn't talk about that, but we beat it. Yeah,
this was not the game I expected. I thought that was something else. But $15, not a bad price for something like this. It's in early access. Not sure what features. They probably had it listed down.
Yeah, $15 for non-podcast superstars.
This game came out. It's been out for a while. It's been out for about 2 years. Came out February 24th, 2017, so it's been out for a bit.
And it's still in early access, which kind of makes me think that more comic books are going to come out. But it is hard. It is hard as shit. I've gotten to the third level, which is so awesome. It reminds you of Xenomorphs and stuff. So
seems like a good streaming game.
Yeah, I had a few people watching me. I'm going to definitely do it some more.
I'm joking.
You're rude.
I'm joking.
While we're talking about it, Rage?
Rage.
We both beat it.
Mm-hmm.
We both were underwhelmed by the last guy.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
I was expecting a crazy battle. Like,
yeah.
Crazier.
Hey, but...
And you played on hard, too, right?
Yeah, I played on hard.
What the fuck? Make it hard.
Yeah. Well, the further you progress, the more powerful you get. Yeah. So the easier... But I got to a point where, dude, I almost didn't even care about bad guys. I was just like walking forward. Earlier we were saying it pushes you to walk forward.
Did you ever go into
gunfire?
Yeah. Did you ever go to the doctor in the cities to get your upgrade?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I did that a couple times. And yeah, it just makes you stupidly strong.
Yeah, stupidly strong. Which is...
It's fine. Because
it's good.
Because I earned it.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's fucking annoying.
This is what you're supposed to be doing, right?
Yeah, like I really earned it to get that strong. That's
so interesting. But think about this, though.
Oh, you know.
What about a game that, like, when you power up, but then all the bad guys power up, too? So what the point?
What's the point? Exactly.
This is more like I can beat those motherfuckers that were kicking my ass earlier.
Yeah.
So I can't really complain about that, but I want a last boss to be a last fucking boss.
Yeah, I want to die. I didn't die.
I didn't die either. I killed him on the first try.
I remember every game I played back in the day was just the last boss was always like, fuck you.
Visually, he was cool. He was a 30-foot giant monster.
Yeah, it was cool.
You know what's weird? How I feel like earlier I was talking about how I only cheated once. That's actually a complete lie. Don't ever talk about
that again, Chi.
You guys were complaining that you're overpowered. But when I realized that when I was much younger, I fucking abused my Game Shark.
That's a different kind of cheating, though.
Yeah.
That's not multiplayer cheating.
Yeah. Well, it's not multiplayer cheating. That's true. But I had so much fun being overpowered from the get-go. And then now it's like, I don't want to ever be overpowered.
I never had Game Shark.
It's a complete...
Because I don't cheat. ever.
You're missing out. What? But like, but it's so strange because now as a gamer, I see no incentive to even to ever cheat, even single player games.
This was Chi's way to for redemption from things you cheated earlier.
I didn't get half the guns, dude. I ain't never got the BFG. Oh, did you?
Well, I matured past my game track.
I got all the guns.
Let's be real.
Like all
there's a BFG. What it's listed. Big fucking gun.
But it wasn't it like if you got the deluxe edition?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I got because for the pre-orders, we only got that extra mission that gave that we where we got that weird ranger suit. That was it. That won't. Did you ever do that one?
No.
There was a dude in the house. You just talk to him real quick, and you do one side mission. You get a new ranger suit and a gun. Mm. But no, the BFG is supposed to be with like the deluxe edition.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, no, because I got all the guns.
All right,
because I went to all the arcs or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, that sucks to hear that the last boss was underwhelming.
You know what sucks too is like I feel like nobody else on Discord was playing this. Like no, I ain't talked to anybody else.
Ghost Nico, I think, bought it and he was playing it. He actually thought I was gonna beat it way sooner.
Super specific question: how did you know where the other arcs were? I couldn't find them.
Oh, I flew around.
I just
flew
physically look for it.
I flew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I have 30 hours in the game, yet I don't have everything.
We'll go back. Wait till it's what, $30? Did we say
$30?
Solid $30 game.
It is a $30 game.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
Hmm. All right, Chi, you've been playing some Twitch scenes.
No.
Can we get some audio?
Please don't play the audio.
Just a little.
Yeah. So I told myself I was never going to play Twitch sings.
Look at that.
And I'm actually duetting with Daze, who's
the only two ladies
on the DLG community. Yeah. She's going to be there at TwitchCon House too, and she is absolutely amazing. I'm playing with her avatar right now, but she finally got a webcam and she set it up. She's beautiful. She sings extremely well. I am fucking drunk and I'm going crazy. I'm breaking shit. Like somebody requested metal, so I was like, I'm not a big metal girl, but as soon as the song started to play, it was like, I don't even know, dude. Like, I told myself I would never do Twitch things because every time I go on there, I become a whole nother person. Actually, I become 20 different personalities.
This is fun.
I'm always drinking.
But you're
having
fun.
It's a fucking blur out. I wake up the next day, I look at my vodcast, and I'm like, really? Me?
What song are you guys singing?
Something Hammer. Square or something? Something. I don't know. It's metal. Anyways, I wasn't even that drunk, to be honest. I go next level when it comes to Twitch things, but that's just who I am. I am having the time of my life all alone in my room, which is why I fucking love Twitch things.
Stop judging yourself and just have fun.
I do. But it's a square hammer. Yeah.
Not one person on Discord is like, oh my God, I can't believe that this person on the podcast is only playing Twitch. Like, it hasn't even cut up once.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
My most favorite duet was Tenacious D the last time I went live. No, Woozy. Look up this one. Go to my videos.
And there's one Bobby with the Woozy. 3 hours of Twitch.
Oh my God, we should. If you go down.
Twitch.
3 hours. We have the power.
We do.
There's a duet. If you go to view all, click on
okay.
View all. I did duet sorry, with one guy that right actually
now. Bobby
went
just started sweating.
Me.
He's sweating.
Oh, sorry. Where are we going?
I think he just quit the podcast.
Go back.
This isn't a game, by the way. This doesn't qualify.
Oh, it's a genre.
Keep going down. Keep going down. It's under all my duets. It's not that one. But there was one where I was playing with someone who actually outdid me, and I was trying to keep up with him. And it was so much fun trying to keep up with his duet.
Well, we can't find
it. It's like a game of one-upping. Let me see if I can find it really quick, Bobby.
Okay. What do you think of making Bobby playing this for his homework?
Yes, please.
Ray, are you on board? I mean, it's pretty mean, right? Let's lock it down to 1 hour.
1 hour? No, dude, that's not going to be entertaining. Dude.
Yeah,
it's going to be so entertaining.
It will
Whether
be.
Or not it's fun for you, well, we can't troll, right? Hey, maybe.
Yeah,
can you sing, Bobby?
It's too troll.
I can't.
It's way too troll.
Have you ever tried?
To sing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure I've tried. Yeah.
Maybe you can do...
know what? This motherfucker made me play a point and click.
Bobby, maybe
you
could...
We should definitely make him play Twitch Sings.
Bobby, maybe you could play piano.
I don't that works. No.
Yeah.
I think anything works. You're just having fun, right?
Like this guy, I actually dressed up as him.
Wow.
And he's next level. He's actually good and he's funny. And it was just like, and I'm like, I'm breaking sunglasses. I at least break one or two things in my house every time I do Twitch Sings.
Is he singing?
It's like crazy.
Is he singing?
Oh, yeah, he's singing.
That's his voice?
Yeah, that's him. Like, I wish I knew this guy IRL. Like, Twitch Sings could be a fucking dating app because you get to see people in, like, their authentic
AKA you
karaoke
element.
That that's what she's saying. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Viking sang on this, and that was actually impressive. Viking's voice, like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
He has a voice on
fucking
that guy.
Butter. Yeah. His voice is butter.
Who?
Yeah. He's a South African Viking.
There was someone on our Discord that was also uploading videos, and he wasn't a bad singer. I forgot who it was.
I wish I could sing.
Yeah, me too.
If you guys could have any innate talent, built-in talent, what would you go with?
Flying.
Flying. Not a superpower, dude.
I mean, that could be considered a talent, right? Yeah,
mine would be drawing. Like, I wish I could sketch and draw very well. Mm. Anybody?
No.
All right. You guys suck.
Well, yeah, there's everything. I wish I could.
All right.
Actually, no, I wish I could actually, play. Because you know how there's people that are just great at every fucking instrument?
Yeah. That would be musically inclined.
They have that ear. Yeah. I want that.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that. I can play guitar. I can play drums. But I can't play them that great. You know, well, I used to, but not anymore. What? The Ghostbusters game?
Mm-hmm. Planet Coaster Ghostbusters. Hold on.
Oh
boy.
Not quite.
Oh man.
So it's like theme park.
I'm always down to play new, because there was a Ghostbusters game that came out afterwards, after the one that there, it was like a top down game where it's you just shoot. It was the new Ghostbusters. I don't know if you guys ever saw it.
Oh yeah, I have that game.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
For a little while.
Yeah, we actually got a question later about Ghostbusters.
Wow. Joel Pear says that him and his wife play Twitch Sings and they fucking love it. Like, it's really well done. It looks really well done. Like, how great of an idea was it right out of the gate that you
can have a question.
Duet with other people that have pre-recorded theirs? It's great.
Mm-hmm.
How do you play Twitch Sings? I have no clue.
You download it. It's free to play.
Where do you download it?
It's a separate client?
Yeah, it's its own individual client. I actually have to stream from the Twitch Sings client. You don't have to stream at all. You don't have to be live.
Oh.
You do have to have a Twitch account. And all you do is download the game or the app, and you load it up. You sign in via Twitch. You find either the song you want to play.
Listen up, Bobby.
You find the song you want to play, or you find the person you want to duet with. And you pre-record either your own duet. Broadcast,
fucking asshole.
Or you sing with other people. No, I actually prefer to sing with other people.
Question.
I don't like putting up my own duets up there. I like being the second half of it, someone else's duet.
Let's say you do a duet non-streaming. You knock it out of the park. Can you then upload that?
Yeah, you upload that.
Okay.
And you can upload anything, including, but the one that...
2 hours of rehearsal, one, Bobby?
But you can only duet. You can only
Two
duet
hours of rehearsal.
With somebody else's
one
single
hour
upload, solo
of streaming.
Duet.
In Maxim, I remember a long time ago, Maxim magazine said how to kill it at karaoke. And it said, do a lot of songs that where there's yelling, because that's not really singing, right? So you can kind of skirt by that, born in the USA.
I say just play the songs you actually like. A lot of people will come.
You when do Chop Suey, right?
When I do Twitch things, people are always requesting certain songs, but I'm like, I don't know that song. I don't even like that song.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to have fun singing that song.
Right.
I'm just going to play songs that I like to sing, even if I'm a horrible singer. Hmm. At least I'm enjoying my time.
Maybe they got some Weird Al in there.
I don't think they do, but they have Tenacious D.
I'm fit.
You know it.
Come on.
He's been in the game for 35 years.
Yeah.
And everything he still makes is all right, a chuckle.
Yeah.
He's still there.
Yeah.
He still works with amazing fucking artists.
Yeah. I've heard some interviews with
curly
him.
Hair,
he's an interesting guy.
Fucking curly hair.
So there's like a point system. Someone in control pairs in chat saying if you match the pitch, you get points. Yeah. So it's like Guitar Hero.
It's like Guitar Hero. Mm-hmm. Rock Band.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I never paid attention to that.
All right. Cool. Like, you're in?
No.
Bobby, why not? It's your homework.
Before we do that, let's talk about the homework that was assigned this week. I feel like no one's taking the homework seriously.
I did.
I'm handing out grades.
No, just because I was playing it when you got here doesn't mean that I put my 3 hours.
Okay.
I played 1 hour off a Raise account. And then I went to go back with it, but he was playing fucking...
I still am not happy about the choice of Stardew Valley because, like a lot of games, you can't really get into it in 3 hours.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. Yeah.
That's a flaw. Yeah, that's true, that's a flaw.
You got so into it?
There's plenty of games that are like that, though. There's games that you like that are
If I tell you, go play a Final Fantasy game for 3 hours, that's never going to happen. Like, it might take three... Like, the intro movie might be 3 hours, and then you'll play.
Name one, though, Bobby.
Final Fantasy, World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm. Every other game?
Hopefully...
Skyrim.
Hopefully in three Skyrim. Hours they grab you. No, in Skyrim. The intro fucking
What about... what's the one you play with Geralt?
Witcher 3?
Witcher?
Yeah, we did give him a minimum three hours.
Well, it depends.
My hope was to capture his interest like Deep Rock did for you, Bobby, this weekend, where, like, you know, just starting... It was just like tip of the iceberg.
It's tough, though. Like, Stardew Valley definitely hooked me, but it was really tough getting to that point. It was like, it wasn't just like the time that it took, but it took a lot of willpower to get to the point where it's like, okay, I wanted
Stardew. When I saw it, I don't know where the fuck I saw it. It was, I think it was Twitch or something.
Did you know what kind of game it was? Because I never played Harvest Moon.
Oh, so I did.
Okay.
Back in the fucking Super Nintendo. And I was like, I want this. And I started it right away, and I was like, I was instantly in love. But that's because I really wanted it. I really wanted this game. Like,
I didn't like Stardew first time I played it.
You know how right now...
Ray might be the most well-versed video game player here. Like as far as like how many different things... Because he buys everything.
Well, okay,
he plays a lot of shit.
The only games I don't
play... He's kind of like...
But he said Gone Home was bad, and he said Final Fantasy IX was bad. So I don't care if he's playing these games. How good of a critic is he?
Final Fantasy IX is a piece of shit. I'm sorry.
Well, he doesn't play point-and-click adventures.
I'm like the most hardcore Final Fantasy fan. And it's not a piece of shit. It's not. All right,
let's get on top.
Really? I read a fucking Final Fantasy fan fiction. That makes you more hardcore than me.
Well, the one game...
Fight.
like RTS games, I've never been a huge fan of RTS games. The whole XCOM, stuff like that.
Tactical turn-based.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of
them. I've never did MOBAs.
I did a little bit. I tried. I gave them a shot. I did like oh my God, the free one. Well, they're all free. Not Dota, the other one. The other big one.
Smite.
League of Legends.
No, nothing. League of Legends, yeah. I played a little bit of LoL, and where I actually spent a little bit of money on it. So I tried. I really tried on that one, but I just couldn't.
Yeah.
But I have played a lot of games, but it's RTS, strategy games. Those I didn't. And right now I'm kind of like...
Take it back then.
No. So like that one day when
he just got his first PC. How long ago?
No, it's not his first. PC. No.
That's the intro. He took like years and years off.
Yeah, I took a bunch of years off. Yeah,
by force.
Yeah, pretty much. It was by force. It was. It's a funny story where Daniel always tells me I never went.
Well, you were asking your parents for consoles, not PCs.
I got over it. Well, the thing is, like, when I had the chance to become like a pro Counter-Strike when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And my parents fucking destroyed that dream in a fucking heartbeat, dude.
Yeah.
So the only other game I wanted to play for a little bit was WoW, and I played WoW when I was like 16, 17, 18. Well, I don't know how long. Like, and that was it. And then I said, fuck you, PC, and I went to consoles, and I got really good at Call of Duty for a while, and I was playing for some really good teams. But I said, fuck you, PC. I didn't want a PC anymore. I was down for consoles. My parents bought me consoles, and then as I started getting older, I started buying my own consoles, of course, obviously. And then one day I was like, because I never bought a PC again. I bought a Mac. Because that's all I needed it for. Because I'm doing audio engineering, so I need to make music. I need to produce. So I'm using a Mac, and then I'm working on the side with film. So I'm editing like in Adobe Premiere and everything, After Effects and everything. And then I was like, one day I was like, fuck. I know everything is still better on a Mac because the way Adobe works, they're dicks, but they make all the editing better on a Mac, on an Apple.
they do like
same for like band, all bands and producers. They all use fucking Apple.
So still, they make it so these Apple kind of pays a little bit more to get a better codec and stuff to work. Because like you'll watch videos where you'll have a PC that's way better than that MacBook Pro, but it'll take 3 hours to fucking like be finalized on a PC, and it'll take 30 minutes to be finalized on an Apple. Mm. They do that shit. But one day I just went, fuck it, I'm buying a PC again. I miss that whole thing. I miss like,
and that was 3 years ago.
Yeah, because dude, I was on MIRC. I was on like, you know, I'm in Trill all the time. I was on like TeamSpeak, all this thing with clans and guilds and everything. And then I gave it up.
Yeah.
And then 3 years ago, I was like, fuck it.
And what was that experience like? Like coming back?
It's the best. It's so much better. It's so much better than console gaming in a way, because you know console gaming also has that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it still has that. But the thing is, on a console, you're. But I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I'm just reading what Sniper's saying on the.
The irony is, like, my parent WoW crushed my parents' dreams for me. So video games actually did the exact opposite. So your parents might have crushed your CSGO dreams.
Wait, WoW crushed your parents' dreams? Or your parents crushed your WoW dreams?
WoW crushed all other dreams.
All the dreams.
Yeah.
All the dreams.
Trust me, I was poster child.
I still haven't dreamt.
Like, I was
would have been a doctor, Chi.
Or an engineer. But, like, honestly, it doesn't even matter because
I like the violin or the piano.
And I do what I like. So
really good at math?
It's just one of those things. Amazing at math. I finished my math credit. It's my sophomore year, and so I stopped taking math classes because I didn't have to take them. And then by the time
Asian good at math,
and then college placements
stop
came
being
around
so cliche,
2 years later.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh shit, I haven't done math in 2 years, and you want me to place into like higher math? And I was like, fuck me.
Man, remember when we were talking about Stardew Valley?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even said anything. I haven't said one word.
You
hit a spot in my heart. Like, I just confessed everything to you.
I know. It all started when I was 2.
Oh, man. I remember.
All right. Let's start this all over.
Okay.
Stardew Valley was my homework. I hate it. I hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. Hate it. Hate it. The intro story was okay, I guess. Your grandfather gives you a plot of land and doesn't say go there now. He says go there.
Didn't
when you're
you
ready.
Feel like right of your roots? You know, Mexican.
No, that would have been picking the fruit for enough a farmer.
No. But in Mexico, it's different. We own the farms there, bitch.
Oh, that's true. They hire Guatemalans to pick their fruit. And it's so true. You think this is a joke, but the further south you go, yeah. Guatemalans get penguins from the South Pole to do it.
It's the truth, Bobby.
Yeah, it is the truth. Okay, so what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So there's not a whole lot of direction. There's a few quests you can do, but besides that, it's just like kind of do what you want to do.
I like that no direction thing because it's more a classic RPG that way where you have to go out and explore and really kind of figure out how to play the, like, you know, where, like,
sure.
What moves.
And maybe that's why 3 hours wasn't enough because you kind of have to figure out.
You never went to the caves. You never experienced that part. You never wanted to actually make more money or something. I don't know.
No. I was trying to make, I got to the point where I was like, I leveled up once or two or three times and then you unlock like new things that you can build. And I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. Right. Everything else I hated, like just the idea of planting and then picking and then selling, I hated. So I gravitated more towards the fishing, but the fishing's hard.
Fishing is crazy hard.
You get a better fishing pole.
Yeah.
I had to download a fishing.
Oh, you fucking asshole!
And then I modded the fuck out of Stardew Valley, so I made fishing easy. I made all the boys
modded.
And girls
modded. She modded.
Yeah, I made everyone adorable. Like that's when I liked Stardew, when it was so much more than just classic Stardew.
Oh,
you're so bad at this, Chi.
Let me give you some of that. So Chi, so I was like, all right, so maybe I should focus on the relationship part of this, right? So I'm looking around town, and I'm like, ooh.
Oh, in 3 hours, you won't be getting anywhere.
No,
Amelia.
I know. But I was like, at least let me find a prospect.
It's not like Chi lives there.
Let me find somebody that I'm at least interested in, right? So I go around, and I see somebody, I was like, ooh, that's the hottest girl I've seen so far. I went to talk to him. His name's Fred. Like the graphics are so bad.
Oh my god,
Fred's got long hair, man.
I concur. Yeah. I had to do different character portraits in order to like the game. Like they actually made the characters hot.
Now,
really,
objectively, I can't say this is a bad game because it's like universally people love this game. Mm-hmm. So I know it is a good game. Mm-hmm. At somewhere. If I searched enough, I was going to find something. But for the 3 hours that I played, three legitimate hours.
I like how he really points that out.
Yeah.
Legitimate hours, yeah. Guys.
I didn't see it.
Any appeal?
I couldn't. Yeah. It's just not for me. At the very last minute, I tried to run a monster run. Monster farm where, like, at night monsters come, mm-hmm. which sounded way cooler. But you don't start with the sword, so I didn't know what I was going to do. But then the podcast started, so that was the very last minute thing. I don't know, guys.
I have a horse.
Man, I hated everything.
You didn't get a horse. You didn't go into the caves. Mm-hmm. You didn't meet the wizard.
But in order to do those things,
there's so much.
I get it, guys. I know that there's lots of stuff.
Layers and layers.
Did you produce any crops?
But
it's literally a living RPG, which it's awesome. It's
I made turnips. Okay. One crop of turnips. But my point is here. Yeah, like you guys.
Look
are
how
saying,
all of our faces are. Really
this game has so much stuff.
We wanted
you
to fall in love. Like we wanted you to join this bandwagon.
But I have to do so much.
Satiated gamers. That.
Hold on. But I have to do
there's
so much.
There's 4-player co-op.
Okay. Two things. One, to get to all that cool stuff you guys are talking about, I have to do hours of monotonous work. I don't want to do that. I work monotonously at work, so I'm going to pass on that. Second of all, last week I beat a game where you literally levitate monsters into the air, shoot them in the head with a shotgun, jump up, glow, drop down on their friends, they all explode. That's fun.
That is pretty cool. I'll be honest, but it's pretty cool.
I love this because it's progression
jack-off
based.
Fest.
No, it's progression based, and generally when you deal, it's a hard sell.
I like the idea of 4-player co-op. We could have the DLG farms going, mm-hmm. and then you could do the cave shit where you go
you
in
can
and
do
fight
whatever
people.
The fuck you want,
mm-hmm. and then
in the fields.
We can make
she could tend to the crops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Bobby,
I'll go into town and see what I can do with the ladies.
So for me, this is a hard no.
Yeah.
But Bobby, so back when me, you, and Chad used to play the game where you spawn naked and you have a dick.
Rust.
Yeah. Rust. What did we all default into? Like, what was our roles? Do you remember? It would happen every time.
I don't know. I think I was always the builder. Like, I always stayed at base and, like, built stuff up.
Yeah, but Chad's not very aggressive either, I feel.
Yeah, he was probably cooking or something.
Yeah. He was like,
making sandwiches out of
the he was always looking for like
lifting on the side.
I feel like he was looking for
sandwiches.
No, he was probably doing like the resource.
Yeah, I feel like he was looking up
like crafting or whatever.
Yeah, blueprints.
Yeah, he was probably on Wikipedia looking all that shit up and telling us how to play, being a micromanager.
Yeah, and I was out there just trying to kill everything.
Yeah.
This is how it went.
Jeff Sunday, thanks for the 100 bits. That's an old name. That name I recognize from the Steam Group days. Mm-hmm. And Trace of Bass, thank you very much for the 100 bits.
Trace of Bass.
All right.
What's cool is that with multiplayer, you can keep your mods.
I don't give a fuck. I'm never playing this again.
Multiplayer's fun.
Really?
Because I multiplayed with Bobby, and that was a lot of fun.
No.
I was competing with all the other game. Fake.
Yeah, Wakanda Farms. Is
like,
still
you know what I don't
running?
Get? Like, Wakanda guys Farms. Love to be girls in video games, and I'm just like,
I forgot
oh,
how the
bitch.
Multiplayer works here.
How dare you have longer, prettier hair than me? Get out of my game.
The farm's only up when the person that hosted it the first time.
Untuck
on,
your
right?
dick.
I think so, yeah. So somebody has, like, I've got that farm under my account, so in order to play it, like, I can load that up, and then anybody can join into that farm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't have to be Chi.
Okay.
Yeah. What? No, I am great at farming.
No, I didn't mean that like that. It's not a Divinity 2 situation here.
Hey, Chi. If we're playing terrible at farming.
I am.
I'll say that.
I, like, you know what? One of
we're
my goals.
We're supposed to be
is?
Great.
Hey, relationship.
Picking,
one of my goals.
Rice farming. We're supposed to be. You should
like,
be awesome
guys,
at
I've
this.
Almost been single for an entire year now. And one of my goals with my next partner is to play Divinity 2 with him.
That was farming.
That's like one of my relationship goals, believe it or not. I just need that.
Man, if only we could find the guy who plays video games.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right, that I'm actually attracted to. That's the hard part.
Oh, my God.
Bobby, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, how, like, I brought up the whole rice farming, Asians being good at math thing. And then you went and read the book. Did you make that correlation?
The way you phrase that does not sound good.
I know.
Clarify, that's from Malcolm Gladwell's
Outliers.
Outliers, yeah.
Now,
I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Now, did it make sense what I was saying before? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, the book explained it very well. I mean,
right.
Obviously, not that I
did.
Yeah, I mean,
what's the context here?
Asians are good at math because
the point the book was trying to make is that the reason things are the way they are, and, you know, people and cultures are the way they are, is there's thousands of years of history where that,
or whatever.
Yeah, that have gone towards that, and not only like everybody that you've
ancestral
been surrounded
patterns.
By, yeah, all your lineage, yeah. Like have done things a certain way, and that's developed a society or like a city or a town or a country that has these.
AKA,
you know what's crazy?
The reason
though?
The Asians are good at math.
Well, I'm amazing at math, and I was amazing at school, but yeah. I couldn't ask my parents to even help me with my second grade homework.
Why?
My parents, because they're first generation Asian Americans. They came over on a boat. They don't speak and or write and or read English. So my parents didn't teach me how to be good at school.
But they were hard on you about school.
Yeah,
right?
It's not the cognitive abilities we're talking about in this book. It's the they got a lot of work ethic. Yeah, the work ethic. They call them like non-cognitive skills.
I would say cognitive too, like more technical. Like their food was coming from more technical work, so they decided the best farmers were the most technical ones, and thus propagated.
Yeah, but it's more about building a culture of grit. Like people, if you've been farming rice, which is really hard to do for a long, long time, you know, for thousands of years, if that's what everybody is used to doing in your culture, then like you grow up expecting that to be the norm, and you naturally work to that level. And so that's the point that they're trying to make. Whereas like European farms, it's a lot of,
it's one harvest.
Yeah, it's,
and you take the winter off.
Well, it's one harvest, but it also depends on the weather. It's out of your control. You just plant the seeds and you wait and see what happens. And what that does is, well, the point they were making in the book also was that, like, that's why, you know, Europeans are a lot more they see things in a lot more of a religious tone, like, well, if God wills it, you know, we'll have a good harvest this year.
Or that was the most, their proverbs. That was a really good point. Mm-hmm. Anyway, read the book. It's fucking fantastic. It's called Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell.
Yep.
And his other books are really good, too. Let's move on before we have a 3-hour show.
All right.
Nobody said that was bad or good, by the way. Actually, a couple people said that it was good.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I think that's a good 3-hour show.
I got the same, too. And
it's all context.
Oh, no. Yeah. The last 30 minutes context. Was fucking dog shit. I won't say that it's not, but people like a long show.
I don't remember the last 30 minutes.
It was a bit of a tailspin. Yeah. All right, first up in the news, Anthem's new roadmap is to delete its roadmap, which is probably for the past.
I thought it was the greatest headline. That's why I went with that one.
Wait, I don't get it. 2 days ago, I posted a brand new update on Anthem happened. I posted it on the gaming news. I'm like, dude, did you guys find out about this? And then it went to shit?
Yeah, So they were radio silent for a long time. Mm-hmm. They didn't say shit. And then out of nowhere, boom, Cataclysm event, which is like a raid.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like the one that you play with the guns without the flying.
Good job.
Without the flying.
Good job. Division.
Yeah, Division.
Okay.
Got its first raid, right? So it should have been a joyous event. Oh, hey, they're still working on it. People played it. I guess it wasn't up to par. And then now their long-term roadmap has been deleted, and who knows? Man.
I think it died.
Did they just call it quits on that game?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's EA, man. They're money oriented, so they kind of just have to just.
The amount of potential that was in this game is fucking gross.
I did see it. Fuck yes, I saw it. I know I saw it. As much as I give shit to this game, I saw it. I enjoyed those first 2-3 weeks that we played. We played every fucking day.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, I also played Division every fucking day for a month, and I got a little crazy.
Why do you
that.
Keep lying to the people that you
I played last week.
Playing it. Yeah?
Yeah.
You just moved around some stuff in your inventory?
No, no, no. I actually go farm keys.
All right.
Yeah. You know how... It's honestly, dude, go farm. It's not that fun.
Rip Anthem, yeah. 2019 to 2019. Yep, you said it, Sniper.
Yeah. Shortest lifespan ever. This game had... Ah, so much potential.
What kind of world are we living in where things are just like, you know, we know within a year, nope, this game's not going anywhere.
Everything you love is time.
Sniper, put that on fucking their Reddit. You're going to go right to the top. That you fucking nailed it. Unless you got that from Reddit. All right. Now I know what you're
up to. Okay, next up, Apex Legends LTE is live. Respawn details, challenges, rewards, and a new
LTE?
Apex.
I don't know what LTE means.
Long-term.
I have LTE on my phone.
I have no idea.
I have LTE on my phone with Verizon.
LTE is like a playable, you know, it's not, it's the version that's coming, but they let you play it earlier. What do they call it? WoW, the live test
live
environment.
Test environment. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so you can go and play it before the stuff actually hits the live servers.
Okay, so what are they doing? I want to know, because I want to go back into Apex a little bit more, but...
When I heard about this, mm-hmm. I wasn't over-enthused. I was like, okay, cool. They're changing. This is like their next big patch for the game. But my first question after hearing it was, yeah, but what are they doing about the hackers? And they're like, oh, yeah, no, it's not related to that. But
I don't think it's easy. Honestly.
I know it's not easy, but at the same time, it's like it's.
I think the only way
a legitimate concern.
The only way to get rid of hackers is the moment a hack goes live. There has to be someone like vigilant about it. Mm-hmm. And we found it. All right, cool. Let's do this. Blah, blah, blah. Done. Like, but that's never going to happen, I believe.
Yeah.
We've heard of games that have huge band waves, though, on hackers.
Which scares them,
yeah,
right?
Or like, you know, a better reporting system, a trust factor system like Steam does with Counter-Strike. It's not the most reliable.
Reporting systems in general are kind of a joke.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're a huge joke. It's like, who's watching all these clips? And all, like, because I will report you, and well, I won't, you know, but like, people will report you if, you killed me? You fucking hacker. Reported.
Obviously, you can't get rid of all the hackers, but like if it's a prominent issue, there are.
Yeah, you can. Stadia.
What? There are. that doesn't exist yet, guys. Can we stop name dropping that?
So what exactly is coming in this new pack here?
What's
Legendary
happening?
Honey Badge.
So the new thing that they're doing with Apex, I believe, is trying to make it a little bit more competitive. Based with this, you get extra features, extra season levels if you finish top five. And then when you finish top five, you actually get requeued into another top five type of game. And
cool.
So it kind of and then with that, you're able to play with maybe potentially higher skilled players.
Then
you get rewarded the more consecutive or non-consecutive wins that you get in this top five category. You unlock unique skins. It's mostly just unlocking levels on your battle pass and unlocking more skins. And of course, the badges are kind of like a... what's it called? It's for showmanship. Not showmanship. It's a... Bragging rights. There you go.
Bragging rights.
So it's a way to get people attracted to playing the game again. And I would play it. And like, I'm already still kind of playing Apex Legends every now and then, but it's a little competitive twist on it.
I
don't know how good.
So here's the thing. Like, this is something that we've been wanting forever, right? With all these battle royales, is that we win. And every ranking system for every battle royale, it's kind of sucked. Give me one battle royale.
We can't say that this one's good yet.
Yeah, well, of course. But, like, give me one battle royale right now that has a really good, like, ranking system. Not even PUBG.
I haven't played too many of these, but I'd venture to say this probably has the best one yet. Even if it's not perfect, it's probably better than
most. Yeah, this would be, like, the one that's actually really trying. That's really cool. Like, top five, then your next queue would be with the other top fives around you. Mm-hmm. That's fucking cool. That's really, like, you will get good with this. This is like really, damn.
It also, and that's the thing. Top five doesn't necessarily emphasize or mean that you are much better than other people. You're much better at surviving.
Yeah, that means a lot.
People could drop into an empty corner of the map and lurk and hide and not even like have a single battle play out and still make it to top five.
It doesn't mean anything.
And it maybe plays and maybe might change the dynamic of how people drop in these maps and or play. They might be more passive. Like, I would want to make it to top five dropping hot in Skulltown because that's my almost my usual strategy every single time. But it's like, that's the thing. There's different types of players. Like, those are the like long sustainable players because they don't provoke unnecessary gunfights. There are people that just fucking blow through the game.
But one thing
as well. So thing, it's like, I don't know how much different these top five queues are going to be. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, and most likely, it's going to be a higher tier of gamers.
But one thing
but
about Apex,
that's not guaranteed.
One thing about Apex is finding that fight, right? Like, I feel like Apex is that one game where you drop, you hear the gunshots.
It's third-party central.
Like, you
that's
go
what
for
Apex
those.
Is.
Yeah, like, you go for that. Because you're like, oh, someone's fighting. Let me go destroy everyone. And then the best players are always the ones that survive that third party.
Those, or the last ones to the party. Yeah. Right? Or
the best players are the ones that queue with my little brother.
The best ones are the ones that survive.
Reference number four to the big brother.
And the little brother.
Little brother.
I love my brothers. I love my siblings. Favorite people in the
That's
whole
cool.
world.
All right. Come on, Apex. Do that and then give us some extra shit, too. Come on.
All right.
Then I know they're listening.
Yeah,
of course they are. So Apple had their WWDC event recently, and there was a lot of things revealed there. New Mac OS called Catalina. The big thing
go
there.
What?
Take
what?
My potty break.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the first time ever announced on the podcast when you have to go pee. Thank you, Chi.
I know. I did it on purpose because no, he said, okay, and now for Apple shit.
No, it's because she wants everyone to know on the podcast that she's peeing right now.
Yep.
That's what she wants. No. She wants every
I'd
guy.
I'd rather shit than take a give a shit about Apple.
Stop.
There you go.
Stop, she. Stop. Stop, she. Stop.
So new Mac OS. The big thing they're doing with this one is they're getting rid of iTunes. iTunes is gone.
Yeah.
They're going to have their three separate apps, one for video, one for audio.
Yeah.
Thanks for all your reviews, guys.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. What are they going to do with podcasts?
Know,
like, they're still going to have iTunes in some form, but they're not going to continue developing it. They're
it's like that whole Apple Music thing that they're doing, right? It's like, because Apple Music has been a thing, and now they just want to have a nice, mm-hmm. beautiful app that's different. Because honestly, that's cool. It's something different. Because since I have my first PC, I remember Winamp. You know, like,
dude,
I still
rock Winamp, man. I got Winamp.
It really kicks the llama's ass. It really kicks the llama's ass.
Yeah, dude. It's still my default MP3
audio player.
It still
exists? Yeah. It still exists?
Oh, yeah, dude. Wait,
MP3 still exists?
They're still out there. But they did something weird with Winamp. Like, they still develop it, but it's, yeah, like 5.8, but it looks like the old 2 version.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I remember I used to download skins for it, dude. Those were like my first skins.
Yeah. But yeah, so they're adding a new iOS is going to have its own OS now, I guess. Mm-hmm. That doesn't affect me much. The Mac Pro is a new piece of hardware they're showing off. Looks like a cheese grater.
Yep.
It looks kind of like the old Macs as well, like a very old.
Those big ass towers that they
have. Yeah, the real super heavy ones like
you
back
know what's
in
funny?
The day.
How what? Come Overwatch hasn't done skins for Overwatch?
What do you mean?
Like, they have skins. You know, no, yeah, for the characters. But I mean for the overlays, for all the, like, you know, for the UI. Like, you change the UI to a different overlays. That's another thing that they could sell with.
Yeah, maybe another cosmetic. You
know what I mean? Yeah, it'd be cool.
Oh. Yeah, they got enough cosmetics.
Overwatch did a really good job with their, like, lore. Like, their whole little stories behind with the characters. And then their, like, their videos and their comics and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, they did a great job.
They're doing a great job with
yeah,
that.
That's what you can do when you have billions of dollars.
Yeah, right?
Well, that's how they made their... Well, no, they had WoW before that.
Activision.
Siri has a more natural voice now.
It's about
features.
Time. I don't know, still sounds weird as fuck. And every time I'm saying, oh, wait, are you serious? And then she's like, what are we now doing? Stop talking to me.
Yeah. So, yeah, a bunch of Apple stuff. Looks good. The Mac Pros look way too expensive, though. Pretty ridiculous.
The base alone for the monitor is how much, Emilio?
For the monitor is $399.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's a steal if you think about how much the stand costs you, which is $1,000. $1,000
for the stand.
It's crazy.
But I'll be
I
won't honest.
Stand for it.
Oh, that was pretty good. All right, Chief.
No, but I'll be honest, this is actually the best monitor in the existence of monitors. I'll be like, that's 100%, 5K.
Dude, yeah, do you know how much an HDR monitor costs? Like, they start, dude, they, like, low end, like, cheap prosumer, couple grand.
Yeah. Like, and this one is just, first of all, it's constant, like, 1600 nits or something like that. That's bright as fuck, but it'll give you, you will never get any color better than this. You know, and this is from a pro, like, well, from a, you
can't
know.
Can't say never do.
No, I don't know what. Not
like currently.
Not, yeah, currently, yeah. Sorry.
Now in the near future. Yeah. And yeah, and yeah, like now, like the whole, you kind of need one of these monitors if you're going to do some real high level shit too. Because BT 2020 is becoming much bigger of a thing now. Like, you need that HDR, you need that color space.
Yep.
Like, if you're serious, like, doing stuff in a production environment, like,
you need that 100% like color, like, our, like, 100% like RGB, like Adobe RGB, or like whatever you use, sRGB, whatever.
Bobby, so you teach this stuff, right? I mean, audio video stuff, right?
Yeah.
Do they tell you which programs to teach, or do you choose what is going to be the most relevant?
No, I have like full control over my class, fortunately, so I get to decide. And I, Final Cut Pro is perfect because these are 12-year-olds, you know, so you can't be like, you can't drop like Adobe Premiere Pro on them. Although Premiere Pro is like pretty nice now. I just actually started messing around with the newest version, 2019. And I mean, back when I used it a lot, I was using like CS5, and that was just dog shit, man. That was so bad. But Final Cut Pro is like so easy for people to learn. It's like iMovie on steroids. But they've actually, with their most recent update, like the color correcting has gotten a lot better. They got curves now. They got color wheels, not just the color boards. Like, I like the multicam. Like, there's a lot of things I like better about Premiere Pro than Final Cut, but there's things about Final Cut that I like a lot better than Premiere Pro. Like, it's, I'm way quicker with Final Cut Pro, and it's way more accessible. Well,
that's muscle memory, right?
Yeah, at this point, man. Yeah. Like, the keyboard shortcuts are just like ingrained. It becomes
muscle memory. Well, not really muscle memory. Well, yeah,
just memory.
Oh, yeah. Plain
memory. Not muscle memory. Yeah, but I don't know. Catalina should be interesting with the way they split this up, but I do wonder what that means for iTunes and podcasts.
So why are these desktops so fucking expensive, Bobby?
They are
like, well, the base one is $4,999. Yeah.
So I still haven't seen it. Did they finally make their own? Because I do remember before this was happening, this was like 2 years ago. They were. Apple had hired a bunch of people from NVIDIA, from ATI. Well, actually, more people from ATI than anything. And then from fucking IBM, from everyone. And everyone was like, why? And everyone started thinking, holy shit, Apple's going to go back to making their own fucking CPUs and their own motherboards and their own
power
everything.
PowerPC coming back.
Yeah, PowerPC coming back. So that's what everyone thought. And then we get this 2 years later. So what's happening? I missed it. I haven't seen it yet.
I don't know. But they do have pretty good hardware in there, and it's all like, dude, Macs just work. Like, my MacBook Pro I've had since 2015, 2016, that thing looks fresh and new. I take really good care of it, but that stuff just lasts, man. Like, yep. If you can get like a $250 Windows laptop and take really, really good care of it, and it should last you probably maybe, but like
3 years.
Yeah, dude. But Max, you get your money's worth, as expensive as these are. But this is definitely not for your average. This is not for someone looking for a desktop. This is someone who works in some sort of media production, graphic design, video production. Like, this is
the dude making the new Avengers movie.
Or perhaps
making the Young Avengers movie.
Or perhaps it markets to every single existing Apple user.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
I think Apple users buy the laptops, right?
Yeah.
Generally?
We run with the laptop. It's the easiest
These
one. It's
desktops
the nicest
are
one.
For, yeah, like what he was saying, monster users.
Well, it's like, I watched a documentary on South Park, and I remember they were talking about how, like, back in the day when they first started, they had to buy these super expensive computers, and now they just go to the Mac store and buy something off the shelf. Like,
yeah. I'm not joking. Like, when I went to the Art Institute and, like, I signed up, the first thing they tell me is, like, oh, can you please buy a MacBook Pro? And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah.
Part of your...
Yeah.
Curriculum.
Yeah, you don't buy books there. We did buy books, but I mean, like, we had to buy a MacBook Pro. Some schools in LA actually, they give you a MacBook Pro to start off your school.
I really want to. I know it's more media or, you know, industry and centric.
It is,
but I wonder what the people that don't use MacBooks have to say about it. Like, because I know plenty of, you know, graphic artists, creatives that don't use Apple anything, right. And what their perspective of MacBook kind of Apple kind of what's it called Apple being like the dominating.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, if you, it's
tough. Bobby's the one to ask. Really, he's.
Party, yeah, I mean, I use both. I use a MacBook exclusively at work, and I love my MacBook. I would never like only use a MacBook over a PC, though. I mean, I love my PC for other mm-hmm. reasons, but if you don't think you need it, don't get it. Like it comes down to that. Like you can get a free, pretty good video editor on Windows, DaVinci Resolve. No. You can get on Windows and get by with that. So that's fine.
One thing about Apple that kind of fucked up for the PC community is whenever you're editing video. So which is one of the things that I did a lot when I was younger, like 2 years ago. But whenever you're like working with different codecs like C-Log, D-Log, whenever you used it on an Apple, it would. You would finalize everything in half an hour. You do it on a PC, and it would take you 4 hours to do it.
That's why you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, that's what
like, you think that they pay for.
So yeah, master codecs. So like they.
I don't think that's what it is.
No, it is, dude. It's hands down. It's a thing.
You can render using your graphics card too, and you have to have like a Windows computer.
And it's still not as fast.
If you look at the numbers,
I swear to God,
at the numbers, Macs always have lower numbers, but they get the job done faster.
That's what I don't get. So that's why it has to be something where you know Mac is working with like Adobe for instance. You know,
well, they're very specific about what hardware they use. Like it's not like a PC. Where you can just throw whatever you want and mm-hmm. you know install the drivers and you're good to go. Mac's like, nope, we gotta okay everything, even mm-hmm. with software. Like it's such a closed environment, and that has its downsides. That's the reason we don't have Overwatch on Macs, but it also has its upside. If you know exactly what hardware you're using, then,
you can optimize.
Yeah, you can make it a lot better.
But then again, Apple does kind of fuck up. Like with the last MacBook Pros, they're putting in this like 8-core processors in there, like Intel 8-core processors, and they don't they just bottleneck. Then they overheat. They don't work. They're now Apple's been kind of doing it like trying to have the power that PCs have, but they're not doing it right because they want to keep their little design, their little thin in their aluminum or steel,
are
whatever.
Super thin.
Yeah.
Let's move on. We're literally having a Mac versus PC.
They're both great.
There was a little bit of a time where people thought that I was like a PC expert because I had a bunch of PCs, but it was just for video game play. And they'd be like, hey, what should I buy? And I'd be like, if you're not playing games, buy a Mac.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I tell that to so many people just because it's like, I don't want you calling me up and saying this isn't working, you know? And if you get a Windows, that's probably going to happen. It's not the Windows machine fault.
Here we go again.
It's because...
Hey, how about you stick the sword right up your own ass and then I don't have to push it into you? Oh, yeah.
There you go. Let's just remove the sword. All right. Okay, next bit of news we got here. Xbox now has its own fragrance with woody bottom notes of patchouli.
All right.
So, do you guys know what patchouli smells like?
No.
It smells like dirty hippies.
I hear the joke all the time. Yeah.
Herpes. So, I never knew what it smelled like until I smelled someone wearing it.
Yeah.
And it was at a time when I was working retail. They walked into the shop. I was like, dude, that is rank. What is that? They walked out and the smell was still there.
Like,
so, are you saying it's not pleasant?
This has to be pleasant. There's no way they're going to mass market.
Oh, man, where could we get some patchouli at this hour? Dude, you have to smell it yourself to really know.
If you rub chi on the back of the head, you might get the right excrement from her shoulders.
I don't smell bad. I'm joking, chi.
No, it's very strong. It's almost got like I think it has kind of a sour smell to it almost. Sure. It's not, I don't like it at all. It's like a sweet and sour smell. No.
I'm sure if I smelled it, I would know what you're referencing, but
I love sweet and sour pork.
When you look at this, it looks just like Axe. The way
it looks like mouthwash to me.
It looks like mouthwash because it's bright green.
This is a troll, right? There's no way this is a real product.
All the canisters and everything. It would make sense.
No, it doesn't.
You would advertise, like, everyone needs
this is a troll.
Some type of body wash in or something or another.
It's a troll. There's no way this is a real product. There's no way.
I don't know. Maybe they'll announce it at E3. Maybe that's the big thing coming up.
You know what? It sells. These are these are consumables. Yeah. Everybody needs, once they use it up, they need more of it. So why not? It's, and they already have a market of smelly gamers. So
yeah, gamers do smell.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They'd advertise Axe more on,
just smell this room we're
on
in.
Twitch streams.
Let's go, Bobby.
Next one is more Microsoft news. Microsoft will bring all future exclusives to Steam, Xbox, Game Pass coming to PC soon.
Yep. So
what?
Yeah, they were just like
Fable 4 on Steam.
Yes, we talked about
it.
We said that when we were talking about Fable 4, but yeah, they were just like, we think that people should have a choice on where they buy their games, and so there you go.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Not what we'd expect from Microsoft.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I'd not expect. If you would have taken out every instance of the word Steam here and put Epic, I would have understood. Not with Steam, it's kind of like I don't know. Anyway, I like it. Either way, it's great.
Steam is not dead. It's not out of the game. Stop saying that it is.
It's gonna be.
What happened?
What?
But this was
don't tell me that's another Stadia drop. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's another. We didn't put this in the news, Bobby, but Stadia's pricing and the way it's all going to work comes out this week sometime. So we'll have it next week for you guys.
Are they announcing it at E3?
Probably. Once somebody reputable reports on it, we're going to read it incorrectly.
We'll probably be misunderstand
we'll be what we read, and then also have a lot of references to games that we don't know the names of.
Bethesda, sorry, but how do you fuck you? Revolver.
Can you say Bethesda?
Bethesda.
No, can you say Bethesda?
Bethesda.
Yeah, can you put a B in front of it?
Nope.
Ray, are you?
I have a lisp.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking annoying ass one. Yeah. But yeah, E3 starts this weekend, I think. Okay, so EA has their live stream.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about E3 because it's gonna get announced in E3.
Okay.
Because I was like thinking about this earlier. E3 starts on Saturday. Leave me alone, dude. The whole time I was like, when the fuck does E3 start? Okay. And I'm like, all right. So on Saturday they have the EA Play live stream. Saturday, June 8th at 12:15 p.m. Eastern time. Then after that we got the Microsoft on Sunday. Bethesda on Sunday again, like later on, like at 5:30. And then we got Devolver Digital also on Sunday.
That's me right there.
And then we have the PC Gaming Show on Monday in the morning, like around 9 or 10. Ubisoft, and then that's it.
They've announced those are the keynotes? For the PC Gaming Show, too.
The keynotes.
Like so like five or six keynotes they're
going to have.
Yeah. The PC one always sucks. I'll be
it
honest.
Does.
It's always really shitty.
It's been getting better. God, that shit is hard to do, man. Things on stage right out of the bat is very hard to do.
So pretty much next podcast, we'll be talking about whatever happened with EA.
Yeah, it's going to be our E3 extra again.
So. They really need to do a digital pass the way that BlizzCon does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I heard that leak. Recycled about new Watch Dogs Legion.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a lot.
Apparently,
of
it's going to be set in post-Brexit London.
That was actually
yeah.
Someone I forgot who. Someone was at a Ubisoft thing, and they got one of the developers really drunk.
Yeah,
and they're like Watch Dogs 3, and they're like, yeah, dude, it's like in London. It's crazy. Like, I was like, what? That was pretty funny.
Damn.
All right,
So a little bit of hardware here. Chi, you got some new headphones.
Yeah, I don't want to over elaborate on this, but I have weird ears and I can never use earbuds or have had any successful experience with actual earbuds and earphones. Headsets are great. They're amazing. And I've had no issues with headsets all too much. But anything over the ear, in ear, just not good for me. And I am getting back into a fitness routine and I had to find, oddly enough, I came across these headphones at the drugstore and they had one on demo and I put them on. I was like, what's so interesting about this? And they're conduction headphones. So
it's
I had no idea.
The most random place to get
I know. Headphones. Yeah, I know.
Says the guy who bought, what's it called at Marshall's?
I was like 10.
Yeah. So I know conduction earphones are not new, to the market, but like nice ones, good quality ones. Like this one, I actually got to sample before even buying it, and I am absolutely amazed.
So, if I got this right, this is the ones that vibrate your bones.
Yeah.
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 Right.
So, conduction earbuds don't actually go in your ear. They rest on I think it's like your cheekbone, but it's you hear most through the speaker and mostly through vibration. And these are sweatproof. I bought the mini version, so it fits my head perfectly.
This looks comfortable as shit. Too.
It is. Nothing's
in your ear.
So it vibrates and you hear it.
And so you can actually hear, you can have a conversation with your headphones on.
Now I know what you bought.
I can't tell you.
Right.
I can't tell you. And this is great for people who have hearing issues. It's probably some people's only solution. And then with this, like, you're not that douchebag that can't hear somebody when you're talking to them. So you can keep your headphones on.
Are you calling the deaf?
You can keep these headphones. No.
Oh boy.
No. Fucking ambulance. You know what I mean?
They can't hear us.
It's like, so you can keep your earphones in when you're ordering your coffee at Starbucks or when somebody actually wants to talk to you. And it's I'm a big fan. And like I said, the vibrations tickle a little bit and like it does squeeze your head a little bit, but it never moves.
Really?
I don't have that issue where my hands get caught like in the strap or it just pops out of nowhere. Normally when I go to the gym, I wear two different headbands just to keep my earphones in place, or I wear my over the head earphones like a douchebag. And so those are disgusting.
Why is that a douchebag?
Because they're over, I don't know, they look weird.
And they do.
They do. Weird. I don't like.
But okay,
people
so
that do that.
So why get these and not just get an over the ear earbud or
those one, don't fit or because like, those are still in the ear and my ears they don't.
Have you ever
have
used
anything.
Actual earbuds, the ones that have the different like plastic things on the like the bud area,
have,
whatever it's
I
called.
I don't have a bottom.
You don't need that.
I don't. No, my ear is shaped so
but,
weird.
No, but you don't need that.
That's the thing. Like how many different plastic.
Ear.
Like how many different, not plastic, but how many different earbuds have I tried in my lifespan and never found one except for maybe those really expensive Bose ones that work with my ear. And like, these are just like my solution.
Well, like
they don't even go in the ear. I don't have to
earbuds go in your ear and the little, and then the hole.
And not only that, you need to, you need to buy the product to try it out.
But
this one, like,
what's the quality on this? That's my main thing.
The audio quality, it's good. I use wireless everything.
Like, I'm an audiophile, so I want my shit to sound crisp.
You can hear it crisp.
Really?
Yeah, because it actually...
Just vibrating?
No, it has a small speaker, and it also uses vibrations. I was amazed.
Can other people next to you hear what's in the headphones?
Not any more than like regular headphones, I believe.
Yeah.
I would imagine no. Unless they're actual buds.
I wish I would have brought them, but your head's too big anyways. They wouldn't fit.
I have a big head.
Yeah.
I'd get buds if they weren't so damn expensive.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Especially with all that hair now.
Oh, what hair? Dude, I just shaved it off.
But no, I am a big fan of these. If you have the same problem as me where the earbuds always fall out, this is like... This doesn't move when it's on my head, and
cool.
I use it.
Are you using this for gaming?
No.
Oh, this
is for working out.
Oh, gotcha.
This is for...
That's what they need in this photo reel here.
But
of all these
here's the thing.
Pictures.
I would wear these for Twitch things because my headset's out.
But
my headset
try for gaming, just to see.
No, I wouldn't. I would never.
Come on.
No.
Why not?
No.
Yeah, just try it.
No.
Just for funsies.
Funzie.
And for the podcast. Yeah,
Do it for the cast.
Oh, my God.
Do it for the cast.
Oh, my God.
Do it for the cast. I don't know. I want to be some white girl.
No, it's more stuff. Like, it's more just for
cast.
You ever see the movie Tears for the Sun or Tears of the Sun with Bruce Willis?
Isn't it like a war type one?
And
yeah.
They're using this technology where they keep pushing here. And the sound goes directly into the bones. That's what this is.
So the conduction headphones that I bought, it's Aftershocks by Trex. And I bought the mini version because my head's small.
They actually
so
sell
the one with the right
sunglasses
size.
With the same technology.
That's good.
And hats
good
with the same tech. So.
But then you always have to wear sunglasses like inside the house. Like what the fuck?
All right, let's move on.
Or at night.
You have a little flip-up thing.
I wear my sunglasses.
Right. Why am I going to Steam Apps? All right, it's time for listener questions here. We got quite a few of them, so let's get through them in a timely manner.
It's actually the best part.
It's my favorite part of the show.
I know, right? It is.
So, first question, Compton asks, was thinking of picking up Darkwood. Have you all tried the title? If so, what are your thoughts? This game is one that I've looked at many times, but then when you look closely, you're like, it really doesn't look all that great. I don't know.
So it's gotten good reviews, first of all, from what I know, because I saw it that it just, I don't know, it just got released somewhere. I think on PS4, but it's been out for PC forever, right? Someone, dude, you have this.
Yeah, it's been out for a while.
You have this on your Steam library.
I think I played this.
You have it on your library.
Yeah. I think I played it.
You did play it.
I really didn't like it.
You have it on your library. How do you think
Yeah, I remember you talking about this. You said that
I think you played
the whole top down thing totally took away from the scary factor.
It's supposed to be scary and it's gotten good reviews. It shows like all these really cool scenes and story elements, but I haven't played it yet, so I can't help you out.
Yeah. You play as like a mad scientist that have some creepy shit in your house and you have to move out and get other creepy shit to bring back to your house that it didn't do it for me. But then I'm not a horror fan.
He's not.
I'm a fan of horrors, though. So I don't know. It was a soft no for me, not a hard no.
$15. Looks like it goes on sale occasionally for $7.50.
Yeah.
I want to give it a shot. I saw it in your library because honestly, two weeks ago, I was on Metacritic and then it released. I'm eating M&Ms.
Out of your pocket.
It's not that great. Yeah, you put them in your pocket and you eat them. What the fuck? Shit.
Literally what M&M's are made for.
Come on. They melt in your...
Listen, fellas. We got to make a candy you can put in your pocket. Eat later.
What? They melt in your hand, remember? You don't want that.
No, but yeah. My best friend in high school had that problem with peanut M&M's. Mm. He looks good now, though.
No, I don't.
All right. Next question from Dofo. What would be your best smoke show or favorite female love interest in a video game or male for Chi? Best smoke show for me would be Miranda Lawson from Mass Effect series.
She's gorgeous.
And Bobby is saying that.
Favorite emotional attachment Dofo. Would be Yuna from Final Fantasy X.
I also had another conversation with someone this week where I said, I'm only bi in video games, or I'm lesbian. I'm bi in video games because I am
you're a sucker for chicks in games.
Yeah. Like when I, when I played Harvest Moon, you could only be a guy character in most video games back then. You can only be a guy character and the only romance options are women.
Right.
So I learned how to love women and, I still do, but like not in a very literal and real life sense, but in game, hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
That's a really good backstory. I like that.
But I do love some of the. I have to think hard on this one because I love so hard in video games.
Number one,
love it hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the boy from 10 like super pretty? Final Fantasy 10.
Titus.
Wasn't he like a heartthrob?
I guess, but you know, it's pretty hot too.
Is it Titus?
Yeah, Titus.
I don't even know. I actually didn't like Final Fantasy
X. I mean,
what? And you like 9?
I didn't play a lot of Final Fantasy X because
Final Fantasy is going to be off limits on this podcast.
If it wasn't that good, they wouldn't have made a sequel to it.
I played the sequel. I like the sequel
first,
a lot.
The first Final Fantasy sequel ever was.
I don't know. Back in the X2. Day, I wasn't. I didn't like Yuna. That's why I didn't like. But I liked her next.
Because you got jealous because you wanted Titus, but he had Yuna.
Mm. I like Riku a lot.
I'm gonna have to go. Like, people are going to hate me for this answer, but fucking Lara Croft is a goddamn smoke show.
Well, it says favorite female love interest.
She's mm-hmm. British.
Mine's really weird, but go.
She's
but this British is hypothetical interest, I suppose. Okay.
I see what you're saying. Something they develop a relationship with within the game.
But we can open it up to whatever.
I would definitely say Garrus, Mass Effect, for male.
Okay.
Not
you like the alien, huh?
Yeah. No, not it's his personality. I mean, obviously, he's an alien, and who knows what he's packing. But like, I loved his personality. He was loyal. He was funny, and he was like ride or die, dude.
Cool
like,
voice too.
The Eminem.
Yeah, and his voice was like amazing. So Garrus is definitely my. I guess he doesn't count male or female. He's an alien.
Right.
Yeah.
So mine is. There was a game back in the day. It came out on Sega CD, and then later on,
Jesus Christ,
and leave me alone.
All right, Bobby.
Then later on,
hit us, Bobby.
It was called Lunar Super Silver Story, and then it came out on the PS1. PS1, and it was Lunar Silver Star Story Complete. And then on Lunar, there was a girl called Luna, and they added anime to the thing. And
I'll never give you a call again.
And then watch. Whenever you found these, like, they were like bath soaps or whatever in the game, or like, or little memo, I forget what they were called.
Bath salts?
No, not bath salts. You're high as fuck,
right?
And then
you eat the other person's face.
And you would find these, like, pictures, and there was, like, a full-on, like, anime drawing of that, you know, character. Mm-hmm. And Luna was the fucking hottest chick I've ever saw in my life. And when it came to, like, you know, gaming when I was a kid, mm-hmm. I wanted Luna.
You know, for
Maya was pretty hot too, but yeah, Luna was just the shit with that blue hair. Mm-hmm. Damn, girl.
Are you talking about their portraits? Because the characters look like RPG Maker.
No. Well, yeah, because they actually, yeah. You would find these secret like drawings, and they were always like super like hidden. You mm-hmm. pick them up, and it would be like it would have like a little song, and then it would show you like some hot picture of her like wet and shit. It was really funny. Yeah. For the PS1, that was weird, and it was a Sega CD game. And then
Sega CD.
They added like anime, and actually the soundtrack was very, very, very popular for a while because they actually had like this really good singer on it. Mm-hmm. So it was one of the biggest, most classic RPGs ever.
All right, I suck. I'm going to go with Miranda as well.
Mass Effect did a really good job with the romance options.
Yeah, because she's a smoke show, and you had to work and pick the right choices to get to bang her. It wasn't mm-hmm. easy. So...
I did appreciate.
The think words that we're using, the smoke show and the right options to bang her.
Yeah. Welcome to the DLG, Bobby.
15-year-old boys here.
Dude, you would.
I can say.
You would pause games.
Yeah. Yeah. I can say, I think KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic was one of the first times I got to play as a female and interact with male romantic interests. And I think his name was Carl, the pilot, the guy. In
Wait,
Couture?
One or two?
One, I think.
I didn't play one.
Oh, shit. Fine. What? Bobby? Shit. Oh, shit.
All right, Bobby.
Yeah.
You have an answer?
What's your answer?
I don't know. Spitter, Left 4 Dead 2. <Why not?
laughs> Oh, I love it. Good answer. But no, for female...
You don't want a spitter. You want a swallow.
Yeah, for female romance, a romantic option
just
for me.
Laying them up. She's so nasty, too. She is nasty.
Not the boomette.
She's experienced. You know, she's been around. all right, Killer the Clowns. Do you think with Call of Duty bringing out cross-platform support, will this begin the revolution of all AAA games having cross-platform support in the future? If not, what excuses do you think developers will have for not being able to have cross-platform support?
So I brought that up to the Discord, and obviously Fastidious was like, no, right? Actually, the first game ever to have cross-platform he said Fortnite. Well, honestly, was Fortnite really a AAA title? Do you really want to consider a AAA title? Because wasn't Fortnite
Rocket League had cross-platform?
So, yeah. No, but they're
saying you're talking
shooter.
From Microsoft to Sony or PC
we're
to
we're talking about like a real AAA title.
Like a shooter.
Like, from a really huge company.
Yeah.
That's like in...
Yeah, probably Fortnite.
With like 4 or 5 years of...
Fortnite became a AAA title.
Well, okay. And I... No, but it never was. It was the free-to-play that was added because PUBG was big.
Well, actually, guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, Fortnite, nobody knew that it was going to be that big. So when they released it cross-platform, it would be different if you were to say, like, we're going to have a Call of Duty game or we're going to have, you know, some other huge pre-existing franchise that already has a lot of clout. And saying like we're going to make GTA 5 cross-platform, like that'd be like a big deal, but. You know, smaller games or games that you don't know how well they're going to do. I guess I could see that argument. I don't know, man. Like the whole cross-platform thing just seems like everybody trying to catch up.
You know? But this is Call of Duty doing it. You know what I mean? Call of Duty is finally doing it.
Yeah, it's about to end time.
Yeah, is setting a precedent. But
so if they do it, doesn't everyone have to do it now?
We still have the aiming issue, don't we? Like somebody has aiming assist and the other doesn't.
Yes, and no, because then again. We have with Fortnite, you have the option of playing
same
with
thing
PC.
With Rocket League. Yeah. I think you can choose if you
want.
Well,
that seems more fair, though.
But yeah, Rocket League.
We're talking about
fair. Everyone that plays
accuracy.
Rocket League uses
it. Yeah, for a shooter, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But yeah, I think it's going to start a trend. I don't think from here on out, like, everyone has to do it, but I think it's definitely... Well, and Microsoft making some moves. They're doing a lot of interesting things.
We got Call of Duty happening, and then... Then we have Halo doing it too. It's just we have the biggest titles on consoles doing this now. You know, like
yeah,
pretty intense.
All right, Sniper, who can do the best Wookiee roar?
I can't do it at all.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure it's male.
I don't think it's, yeah, it's a male thing. It's kind of
no,
like.
No, it's, oh, wait, I guess it is. And I can't roll my R's. So Ray has this lisp, and I struggle with anything rolling with my R's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have Japanese in you, though, right?
I can't do it.
Oh, dude, well, sounds like you're rinsing.
You know what's funny about that? You know what's funny about that? You're currently in first place.
Wow, yeah.
I would. No, go, do it.
See, you're not supposed to use your tongue, but I have to because I can't gurgle. You need, water in your mouth.
Can we look up an actual Chewbacca?
There we go. That's way better. Okay. Yeah, that's better. It's different. Right?
I don't think I could even.
Let me try with whiskey.
Hold up. That. Ew.
No, dude.
No.
I can't anymore.
Oh my god.
Come on, Bobby, you're the biggest Star Wars fan here.
No, dude, I can't do that.
You should have the best.
Am I closer there?
Yeah.
Am I closer now than I was before?
Do it again? No, horrible. It was better. Now you're like an owl.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I saw that question. I'm like, yeah, it's got to be Emilio. Cricket Soldier, any interest for Master Chief Collection on PC?
Don't give a fuck.
I never really got into Halo games, so I'm kind of interested just to experience it.
The single?
Especially on PC, redone. Yeah, like all that.
I was watching a video for Halo Reach, and they were showing it in 4K, and the guy was playing on PC, and it was just, that game fucking holds up, dude. It holds up fucking hard.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Dark shit.
Honestly, no shit. Like, you'll see it on my fucking Steam, and you're going to load it up.
I know. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Fuck yeah, you are.
You're running off of nostalgia, dude.
Mm-mm.
That game is not a good game.
Yeah, it is.
What, Halo Reach or Halo?
Halo Reach was the last good game from Halo, first of all, because it was the last one with Bungie. After that, it all went to fucking 3-3-4-3.
We heard your false Final Fantasy fucking rankings. We can't.
My false? You mean because the first website you guys picked had Chief, maybe Final Fantasy 9.
Google results?
But all the other ones were the ones that I liked? Yeah, okay.
Fake news. Chief. It was fake news.
Chief got one. I got like 50.
All right, move on.
Please.
Next question, Warconius. Any love for the Splinter Cell series? Well, not as good as Metal Gear. I've had some fun with the series back in the day.
The Splinter Cell series is kind of morphed into the Rainbow Six series, which is now...
Yeah, they always felt a little similar to me.
Yeah.
So Ubisoft has always been hinting towards it. Like, you know, they actually, I think on Twitter, like a couple weeks ago, they were just like, they put a picture of Splinter Cell, and then they're like, Splinter Cell, and then like three tweets later, just fucking with you. You know, it's...
Oh, yeah, that didn't go over too well.
Yeah, because they know we want it.
Yeah.
But they also know that that whole stealth thing, it's not
as hot as you used to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unless you're Metal Gear.
I only played, I think, like N64 Splinter Cell.
No.
Yeah.
PlayStation, sorry. Like PlayStation Splinter Cell. And I also played Metal Gear Solid back then. And I would say I would rather play Metal Gear and or Hitman than Splinter Cell back in the day. I never really got into any other ones other than like the original. Other than the original one, because that was a very younger version of me, so that was like I never went in depth with Splinter Cell, and I kind of
never even played one. But I know the guy's name is Sam something. Am I right?
I don't know.
Right.
I remember. I got one of the games for free with a video card I bought like 10, 15 years ago, and I tried to play it. Didn't get very far, but yeah. I never played much Splinter Cell.
I know it's a respectable title. I just never got into it.
So it's great when like you have a good conversationalist, find out that you're into video games, and then try to bridge gap because he's a good conversationalist, but he hasn't played video games in super years for a lot of years. He's like, you know what was a good game? Siphon Filter. And I was
what, you and who?
I was like, Sam, do you mean Siphon Filter? And he's like, no wonder people make me or look at me weird every time I say that. And I was like, how many years have you been saying it? He's like, since it came out 25 years ago, dude.
That's
hilarious. Siphon.
Yeah. Siphon filter.
Fucking siphon. That sounds more like...
He's like, you're the first person to point out. I mean,
that's Hearthstone versus Hearthstone, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say both, though. That's,
Hearthstone. Yeah. Yep, I've heard that.
What's up, Flying? Yeah, we do need to play some auto chess. I'd be willing to check that game out.
I'll play auto chess with you.
How many people can you have? Can't you have like multiple people going to a game?
Up to, all right. I don't know.
But it's luck whether or not.
Yeah, week and a half, and I'm on vacation. All right. Next question from Bilbo Swaggins. Any of you guys play the Ghostbuster game? Any plans on playing the new remastered version that will release sometime in 2019?
What are we talking about? So show me some games.
So epic.
The Ghostbuster game that I think he's referring to was the one that came out. So first of all, it was kind of rumored Ghostbusters 3 going to happen. You know, this is like 10, 15 years ago. And then it turns out, oh no, it's a video game, but it's written by Dan Aykroyd, voiced by Dan Aykroyd. I think they got everybody but Rick Moranis to do voices in that.
Yeah, because
you
it
can't
was
get
everyone.
Rick Moranis to do anything these days.
Yeah, it was Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis that wrote it.
I believe.
And it was, everyone was saying, like talking about Ghostbusters 3 movie coming out. And then that didn't happen, so they made a game out of
so
it.
So maybe now they're taking the old assets and
No. So the game came out. It came out on
Xbox 2009.
Xbox 360 and PS3, I believe.
Well, it was on PC, too, because I remember playing it.
It was on PC? Dog shit? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it was good. It was a good game.
It wasn't bad. Like, it was... it was a good game. I remember this was back when I had built like this beast rig with Crossfire and it cooked my machine. Like, it was so hot. Like, the graphics were, they were pretty good for the time, but the game was, it was like an action adventure kind of not like straight up shooter game. Like if, and especially like, I'm a big Ghostbusters fan, like not as big as Star Wars, but I do love me some Ghostbusters. So like, I was ready for this and I really enjoyed it in that sense. And yeah, dude, I'm down for a remake.
I will play it again. Honestly,
check that out.
This is Adolfo Nye's like one of our best games. I mean, best favorite games ever, ever. And they're saying the remastering and they might add some new stuff to it. It's kind of what I read in the article. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe they're going to add some stuff to it.
Wow, this looks way ahead of its time.
No, this is the remastered.
Oh, okay.
It still kind of looked that way. It honestly looked really good.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen Ghostbusters completely.
Still doesn't look as fun as that that other one that we were looking at that somebody just made. Their mock-up. Do you remember? It was on Kickstarter. It was a 4v4. The ghosts can become things in the house.
Oh, okay.
Remember that?
Yeah.
We talked about that years ago, and I feel like I heard something about it again.
Literally, Ray was already on the podcast.
Yeah, we
talked about this.
It was that game.
I was here.
Even before that, we talked about that game, like back when Chad was on the podcast.
Yeah.
But didn't Harold Ramis die recently?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so I wonder how they're going to do that. He is Egon.
Good riddance.
What?
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Dick.
Wow. I mean, he did a lot of stuff too. A lot of people know him as Egon, but Stripes. Like he wrote a lot of stuff. Like Harold Ramis did quite a bit.
Yeah, it was. He was great.
All right. I think that's it for listener questions. So, one more. Warconius, your thoughts on the best PC game with a father theme to it?
Octodad.
Oh, Octodad. That's a good one. He's linked. What game is this? It had a thumbnail of what was the one that came out with the. It's the game that. No, the game that everybody knows and loves, only on console, can't play it. God something.
God of War?
Yeah.
Oh, that also.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, God of War 3. Ooh. Well,
Last of Us, he wasn't.
That's the one with the elf and the princess.
Well, first of all, Last of Us, he's not a dad.
I know, but it's a father figure.
Yeah, I give it to you. God of War. The newest God of War.
Yeah, the newest one.
That's not PC.
Strong father. Yeah. So this is in honor of Father's Day coming up. That's got a strong father-son element to it. Octodad for sure.
Octodad's the best.
Never played Octodad.
Oh, that's a fun one. I mean, those. What do they call those games? The ones that are really hard to control, like QWERTY or punching.
Shit. How do we forget these things, dude?
I don't know, dude. We've gone over 3 hours, man. My mind goes blank.
Again?
We're at 3 hours and 1 minute right now.
God damn it, G.
What?
Something with Q.
It's
hard to control on purpose.
Yeah, and it's named after the keys. It's like quap or qu.
Not QWERTY. It's not QWERTY.
Or fumble core is another.
Fumble core. There it is.
Fumble core is another name for it. Yeah,
because there was a game called QWERP or something like that, right?
It's like QWPO QWOP.
QWOP. Yeah,
because you use the Q. It was the running game where you use QWOMP to run.
Fallout. Trying to find your baby.
Fallout.
Fallout 4.
You got Liam Neeson, who's a very strong father figure.
Like, you don't play the father, though, in Fallout, but I guess.
That's true. Yeah, it's just that opening sequence.
Hey, guys, what about your thoughts on the best PC gaming podcast with the father figure theme in it?
But none of us have kids.
Yeah.
Do we?
You adopt. Well, you're not married.
You're not. That's true. But still.
You have a child.
But he does dad shit.
Yeah. Same thing.
You guys aren't swallowing what I'm spitting.
What?
Oh, Ray has twins. Dude.
All right. We'll leave that one for the listeners to pick up on.
That was pretty good. Hey, homework for Bobby. What's going on?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Oh, yeah. Fucking Twitch sings.
Are you serious? We're really doing that?
Yeah, he has a piano. You know, Bobby,
that's a troll thing.
Bobby,
like,
you can do
Bobby
your piano.
Has a fucking
you
do piano. Under,
dope.
You do understand if we do that to Bobby, we're.
Well, there's no.
I want to. I want to duet with Bobby.
But it wouldn't be.
Oh no! If I do any of it, none of that's public. Dude, you guys don't understand. Like, I literally can't sing, dude. Like, this is my singing voice right now that you hear me talking.
We're just gonna hear about Bobby say, "Oh, I sang and it sucked." Let's give him a real game. Come on.
We had another thought before Twitch sings. I forgot what it was.
I know.
Pretty good. See, I'm thinking ahead, man. I got a great one for Ray, and it's a good one, dude. Trust me.
Right. No, hold up. I'm next week or the week.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm thinking ahead.
Save it. You guys need doing?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
You don't do your homework.
I was putting the TP up to my face.
You don't do your homework.
Yeah, I don't know. What? There were some other things you guys said. Metal Gear.
Yeah, there you go.
Metal Gear Solid
5.
Am I going to be able to? 3 hours. Is that going to be enough?
No, play Ground. What's it called? Someone remind me.
Oh, yeah. Warconia said Ground Zero.
Was it Ground Zero?
Groundhog's Day.
It's Groundhog's Day. It's a prequel before fucking.
But Phantom Menace is. Or Phantom Limb? What is it called?
Metal Gear Solid 5, right?
Phantom
That's
Pain.
What we're.
Phantom Pain?
We're putting it up for Metal Gear Solid 5, right?
Yeah, but no, he wants to go with the previous game. Why would you go with the previous game?
Because it's part of the same thing, but it's just like a 3-hour version of it.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got to think 3 hours.
If he's never played Metal Gear before, he can play this. It'll take him 2 to 3 hours to beat, and he'll get the full kind of Metal Gear experience, not the whole story experience, obviously. Sense.
But let's say
it's Ground something.
Ground Zero, isn't it?
No, it's not Ground Zero.
I remember this. It was like a teaser game.
Ground Zeroes.
Seriously? I may have this game. I don't know. I might. But if I don't, does anyone else have it?
I might.
I don't.
I know I have it on the PS4.
I have.
I think it was a free
MGS5,
game.
MGS5, but I don't have this.
Plus, I think if you buy this game, it's probably like $2. There you go. $3 on PS4. Never mind.
On PS4. So it's $20.
Holy shit. That's expensive on.
Yeah, fuck that.
No. We have it. I know I might have it. Check my Steam.
Bobby, just play it.
Okay. So this has a back of Phantom Pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see if...
This one or Phantom... Okay, so, like, check which one we have, because I know I have Phantom Pain for sure, but if we have Ground Zero, you're playing Ground Zero.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down for that. Yeah, awesome. See, that's good homework. See, that's something I'm excited to play. Yeah. I've never played. Yeah.
Why not have him play the classic Metal Gear?
Because that would be on console.
And it's worse.
Do they have it on PC? I don't think they have that on PC.
I believe the Phantom Pain.
No, not the NES version. I mean, like, Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
So they've got Phantom Pain, Definitive, Ground Zeroes.
Are we a three-hour podcast now? Is that just a thing?
God, I hope not.
No.
I'm tired. I'm about to fall asleep.
All right, so what's everyone else playing this week?
Rogue whatever. That's not what it's called.
Fury Unleashed?
No, Void. Whatever.
Oh, Void Bastards.
Void Bastards.
Bobby, play Fury Unleashed off my account. I think you'll like it. Because it has that Rogue Legacy thing going for it.
Rogue.
Yeah.
I'm going to play Tropico. You've been
saying that for 3 weeks.
But... Oh, well, I finally installed it and I was about to play it. And then
Life.
No. And then we played Battalion.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Battalion. That's what I should be playing.
Playing so we can play.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
I got to stay away from Deep Rock this week.
I won't be playing Twitch Sings this week.
One question I want to ask you. If you just love one class, can you just keep playing that and keep unlocking stuff forever?
You can just keep promoting. I don't think there's any benefit after the first promotion, though.
Okay.
But I will say this. I'm really liking the gunner now all of a sudden. Like, I just really enjoy the gunner. That new weapon you unlock, fantastic. But I may play some more Undying.
I have it.
I want to play more Conan Unconquered, too. Okay. Like, I really want to get more into that game. You have Ground Zeroes.
Ground Zeroes.
How about this, Bobby? I know you don't have that much time, but maybe give the Conan Unconquered, like the other game, the zombie one.
They are billions.
They are billions. Maybe just give that a shot just so you can have.
I might check that out. Probably not this week, but I will try that out.
That's on Origin Access.
Because I've never played an RTS Wave Survival, and I really like it.
Did you end up getting Origin Access?
They are billions.
No, not yet. I figure if I'm going to, I may get it, but if I want to play Tropico, I'll probably just play it off of Amelia's account.
Okay. Yeah, Origin Access has We Are Billions, too. They just added
it. Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay, another reason. Okay, cool.
Thanks for hanging out, guys, for fucking 3 hours.
I know, right?
Man.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten yet today, except for a couple cheese sticks.
If you're still here at this point, she can't even do her homework for 3 hours in video games.
And if you're the game still is fucking here? Broken, it's hard to play, okay?
It was How is the game broken?
It was broken.
You're like the first person ever that can't play Guacamelee.
Yeah. And didn't work with the controller, and it didn't work with like times one.
Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Ray, and myself, guacatitties. We are exhausted.
I thought we were going to be done in 2 hours so I can game tonight. I'm just going to go home and go to sleep. Nah, I might game for another hour or two.